news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A 7-2 Supreme Court ruling pauses Trump administration deportations of illegal aliens suspected of gang involvement. That order is coming under fire from some legal scholars. Constitutional attorney Mark Weaver telling the Salem Radio Network that the High Court ran roughshod over its own rules.
This was not well done by the Supreme Court. Remember, the Supreme Court is the court of last resort. It's supposed to only step in after the lower courts have fully made it clear what's happening. That's in the rules. That's in previous rulings by Chief Justice Roberts, that you have to establish your record.
And that's part of the objection raised by dissenting Justices Alito and Thomas. Harvard is suing the Trump administration for withholding more than $2 billion in aid, citing the university's alleged refusal to enact changes aimed at combating anti-Semitism. At the Vatican, the first steps are underway to choose a successor to the late Pope Francis. Steeped in centuries of church tradition, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford says this is a carefully choreographed process.
We've seen the papal apartments officially sealed with wax. We are now expecting on Wednesday the Pope's body will be moved in a procession from his apartments to St. Peter's Basilica, where his coffin will be placed there, ready for people, heads of state, and then eventually for ordinary people to be able to come and say goodbye.
The Pope's funeral to take place Saturday, 4 a.m. Eastern. You might call it the Trump effect. To avoid higher tariffs, Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche says it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. in the coming 5 years. New manufacturing that Roche says will create some 12,000 jobs. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 324 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I was pretty hungry and looking at a menu when I named my boat Change Your Tuna. The backup names were Trick or Trout, I Salmonly Swear, and oh, it gets worse. New Squid on the Block. It wasn't my best day.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it. And start with a quote from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Thanks.
Good Tuesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Most of our problems are south of the area this morning. There's a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway just going across the American Legion Bridge and into Northern Virginia. One report said about 10 minutes ago, three of the lanes blocked. So that's the traffic that's going eventually around to Dulles and around through that area. It's backed up already well beyond the ramps at River Road. So problems leaving the Maryland side towards the Virginia side. We'll keep an eye on that. Just getting a report of an accident. Haven't seen the impact yet. Northbound on the VW Parkway, there was an accident there at Powder Mill Road. Overnight construction, it's in an area where we can't see it, but was a problem overnight. Westbound Route 100 in the area at Oakwood Road in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain in sight through Thursday. Sunshine and warm weather the next several days. 80, the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, 77. Thursday, 79. There's a few showers heading our way Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 54 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 60 already on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City address last night. During his speech, the mayor addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision for the future of Baltimore. The mayor highlighted the city's success in reducing the homicide rate, rehabilitating vacant properties, and renewing support for local business. Two people suffered minor injuries after a fire broke out at a Northeast Baltimore apartment complex. Firefighters called to the 5100 block of Denview Way and the Garden Village Apartments shortly after 8 p.m. Injured victims were taken to the hospital. Fire damaged as many as 12 units. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with the weekend road rage incident in Hanover. The victim told police that someone displayed a gun during the incident at Arundel Mills Boulevard and Ridge Road on Saturday afternoon. Officers located the suspect's vehicle near Route 100 and found a loaded gun during a search of the vehicle. 63-year-old Gary Hines has been arrested and charged with handgun offenses. And the Amazon driver who struck a woman at Butchers Hill and left the scene has been sentenced to 45 days in prison, 45 days of home detention, and 2 years of supervised probation. It's 6:05 at WTBM. Lottery note from last night, 351 was your pick three. Your pick four, 1854. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Burns with a much-needed day off yesterday after the, we'll just call it the incident on Easter Sunday. They head to D.C. tonight to start a three-game set with the Nats. Dean Kramer will try to right the ship tonight at 6:45 p.m. Speaking of D.C., what a night last night. Caps and Canadiens opened their Stanley Cup playoff series, and it was tied at 2 in overtime.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On-time ball ready. Rebound tight. Score! For the first time in his career,
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental in the 45th overtime playoff game of Ovi's career, no less. 3-2 Caps was the final, and here's Ovi in the postgame.
When the faceoff was kind of a little scrum, and Bowie have a first shot, and then he tried to find me out there, and good things happen when you go to the net.
Going to be a great series. Caps lead the series 1-0. Game 2 is Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, Oriole fans can now say goodbye to cable. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
To Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Your top story is coming up this hour. Baltimore Care Parents are questioning Dr. Rogers and her residency contract and requirements. Also, we'll take a look at some pundits weighing in on the Supreme Court and the Alien Enemies Act, which has been paused for now. Top story, though, hard to get away from it. Senator Van Hollen and Democrats now dumping the arguments for the MS-13 man. He's a Maryland man. He's a Maryland father. He's a Maryland this, that. And now are going to the due process argument.
My view is you can crack down and hold guilty people accountable and also respect the due process rights of everybody who is in court.
Yeah, fine. Okay. But what does that mean for the rest of us who take a look at this guy and say, first of all, he's not a Maryland man. Secondly, he's had due process. He's been in front of multiple judges over time.
Yeah.
And the presumption of saying, I need due process, when you've ignored the process up till this moment, it kind of falls deaf on. I mean, my ears are deaf to it.
I think what's happening here, of course, they're seeing now the polling data. The polling data are indicating that this is an 80-20 issue. Most based on this guy's character, his tats, his MS-13 membership, the immigration judges, the fact that he has been two complaints, yeah. I guess, on beating the wife. And now, of course, the wife couldn't answer the Michael Strahan. He's alive. I mean, some people seeing this and they're going, wait a minute, this isn't a good dude. We don't want him in this country. We don't want him in this state, for that matter. More on that coming up a little bit later on the show. So they've got to switch the argument here. They've got to evolve once again. And this is where you have it. And I'm just, all of a sudden, and then four more Democrats went to El Salvador yesterday. We'll hear from one of those, Max Frost, in just a second. But really, the argument is they're trying to persuade and convince us that they now care about due process after ignoring it for 4 years with the J6 political prisoners, some being held without bail, some not even getting on trial. Jake Lang was finally pardoned before he even went to trial. Imagine that. You're held 4.5 years without bail, and you don't have a trial date. Where was Chris Van Hollen? I didn't see him marching to the D.C. gulag, and it was right in his home, in where Congress is. So you got that. You have the lawfare that was waged against President Trump. Where was the due process there? They crapped all over due process there. The FBI targeting what? The pro-lifers. And remember the swatting and the pre-dawn raids? The Christians. And, of course, remember down in Richmond, the FBI talked about going after traditional Catholics. And the Latin Mass. And then, of course, the parents as well. They actually were tailed by the FBI after they were at the school board meetings, and the FBI followed them home. And some cases questioned them. And then you have the illegal spying on the American people. And then you have the FISA warrant signed off by a judge. Where the hell were the Democrats when due process was being violated in those instances?
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway going into Northern Virginia is moving again. It looks like they may have cleared some of the lanes. Big wreck was just on the Virginia side of the bridge, but right now, at least looking at the American Legion Bridge, some traffic is moving. The backup is not going to go away anytime soon. It was backed up all the way back to the spur at I-270, so if you have plans going that way across the Potomac and down towards the Dulles Expressway and the toll road, be prepared. That delay is still there. Looks like the wreck on the parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road was minor. Doesn't appear to be a big impact at that point. Overnight construction might still be there. They were wrapping up westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road. City police with the wreck on the northeast side at Lock Raven Boulevard at Belvedere Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel forecast says we did have an overnight shower. Rain will move out here early this morning through this week. And then today it'll be sunny and 80. Overnight temps will be in the upper 50s. Tomorrow sunny and 77. And then Thursday sunny 79. Chance of some scattered showers Friday and or Saturday. Right now cloudy and 60 in Ellicott City. 59 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. And today is Earth Day, Chuck, so you're being advised to eat dirt. You know, just to become,
I do every day on this show. What are you talking about?
One of the Chuck Dirt, as they call him now. American spending on weight loss drugs like Ozempic has skyrocketed. Listen to this. According to the most recent stats, we spent $72 billion on Ozempic in 2023. It's a 500% increase from 2018. So Ozempic not only works on your body, it works on your bank account as well.
It works on your wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First human versus robot half marathon took place over the weekend in China. Who do you think won?
The robot.
The humans.
No kidding.
Yeah. I was shocked because, you know, you think the robots don't get tired. But apparently they got bored, so.
You know. Ran in circles.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a malfunction in the board.
They forgot to charge it. Batteries ran out. State flag of Virginia is now banned from being displayed in Texas public schools because the flag features the rudimentary drawing of a bare breast of a woman.
No kidding.
So they can't show the flag there.
Where do you get a copy of that?
You know, Texas may ban its own flag because no one can say for sure, but the Lone Star apparently was used in a risque movie one time.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I've seen those pictures. A Lone Star covering up on the billboards.
Yes. And other things.
Yeah.
Online conspiracists are wondering if J.D. Vance's meeting with Pope Francis on Easter Sunday and the Pope's death the very next morning might somehow be connected. But that's ridiculous because J.D. Vance has no power to get rid of the Pope. That's Elon's department.
Right? That's
but remember we predicted yesterday, there was going to be, we found him, Jack Schlossberg, the Kennedy scion, apparently said J.D. Vance killed Pope Francis. Now, he says he was only joking, but that's not a joke that people should
tell. I've had a couple of people post on my social media that they're convinced that that's what happened.
Yeah. This is pretty prominent. The internet trolls obviously are going to do that, but Schlossberg is a real nut job anyway. NASCAR's unveiled its first prototype all electric race car.
Why?
Yeah. Gentlemen, unplug your charging nozzles.
Yes. Start your batteries.
So you get to sit and watch cars go around the big oval completely silently.
Yeah, somehow, it's bad enough as it is with NASCAR with these 80-lap brakes, and, you know, they knew that a long time ago.
Another black eye for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
It has been revealed over the weekend Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem had her purse stolen containing her driver's license, medication, keys, passport, DHS access badge, blank checks, and $3,000 cash.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service is there protecting her.
Purse stolen at a restaurant, apparently. Yeah.
White male with a mask is seen on video taking
it. So a guy with a mask walks into a restaurant and walks
and they do nothing?
They do nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Chris said, don't worry. As soon as we catch him, he'll be deported to El Salvador.
Yeah.
President Trump is pushing new policies to encourage Americans to get married and have children. Apparently, Elon Musk is on board.
Oh, yes.
You know.
More than on board.
Except for the getting married part.
He's leading the charge on that one.
Here's the problem. He's been on board too many times.
Yeah. What is it, 14? 14 or 15 that we know of. So who knows? He's going to personally repopulate the planet or Mars, whichever comes first.
They used to call that downtime, but I think that's ridiculous now.
So they did a survey of the top one-liners in movie history. Here's just a few examples of what they came up with.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
These are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know, morons.
Plays exactly.
Hey, Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one-liner from a movie?
There are a couple.
Okay.
One of them is in Alien, when Sigourney Weaver gets into that great big mover and turns to the alien and says, "Get away from her, you biatch." That's one of my favorite lines ever because it's so unexpected. And the other is, "I'll have what she's having."
That's from When Harry Met Sally. Yeah, that's a good one. Everybody points out, frankly, dear, I don't give a damn from Gone with the Wind. I think we're going to need a bigger boat from mm-hmm. Jaws. That was a good one. There's a lot of good ones from James Bond movies. You can make the top 10 just from the James Bond movies, the quips that
I have one.
Yours is out of Debbie Does Dallas, right, Chuck?
No, I was going to say, mine was from Buford T. Justice, standing on the side of the road saying, I'm going to barbecue your ass in molasses.
You frequently do quote that.
Yeah. Put the evidence in the car, Junior.
So we do know that really, truly is your favorite.
Oh, my God, that's it.
It is a good one. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 620. And again, now the Democrats are worried about due process. Are you buying it? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
But for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Some stories we can't get away from, and one or two that somehow come across the transom that are just too juicy. They're necessary for us to have a conversation about. For example, this, real briefly, Sean and I have now received an email. It came to The Morning Drive at WCBN.com, so we know it's very personal. It's saying, Dear Confident, please forgive my intrusion into your privacy, as this is born out of my immediate desperation to secure your partnership in the actualization of a very mutually beneficial business transaction. It's a guy who has a lot of money, apparently tied up in Kazakhstan. He's willing to give us a shot, get in on his partnership in Kazakhstan. His name is Victor Rotenberg. Seems like a good guy. Sean, what do you say?
I've already given to my Nigerian banker.
Okay. Yeah. I have a little bit of Chuck's money. I wonder if this guy would take, like, barter things. Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes, already a major stockholder in Kazakhstanian petroleum. Chuck?
I like it.
There you go.
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, we need to get those gas prices down even further.
They went up 25 cents down here yesterday. They were down to 2.94. Today they're 3.19, something like that. So, you know, they're the car's not the only thing that gets the nozzle when that happens. You know what I'm saying? The wreck on the Capitol Beltway, as you're going into Northern Virginia, has cleared. The backup still trying to work its way down from River Road and through that area coming down from 270. But at least we have all that stuff off the roadway now south of the American Legion Bridge. Had the wreck on the BW Parkway. It was northbound at Powder Mill Road. I've looked at some of the cameras. The one at Powder Mill Road is out, but some of the other cameras are indicating there is a slowdown for the traffic in that area. It looks like we're back in business today on the Beltway. Early backup is already there, and it's solid from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says after the overnight rain, should move out of here, and we should be okay through Thursday at least. It'll be sunny, 80 today, and then pretty much tomorrow, sunny, 77, and on Thursday, sunny and 79. That's when the chance of rain starts to increase. Thursday night into Friday, chance of scattered showers. Right now, cloudy, 59 in Parkville, 59 in Pasadena, and Senator Chris Van Hollen, remember when he first went, he says,
"Oh yeah,
my goal is I'm going to meet with the MS-13 man. I'm going to bring him home." And of course, that has now changed since El Salvador. And then he got accused him of swapping margaritas out and all sorts of nonsense. So he was kind of losing the argument there. And then it's all of a sudden, he goes on four talking head shows on Sunday and changes his message to now they're concerned about due process.
My view is you can crack down and hold guilty people accountable and also respect the due process rights of everybody who is in court.
Yeah. So, and that is something that, when you look at it, he also said that he's worried about Garcia's rights, not the fact that he's a Maryland man and a Maryland father and a Maryland wife beater. He's just concerned about his due process.
I'm not vouching for the man. I'm vouching for the man's rights.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not vouching for the man. Can care less about the man. Now, before, I was arguing he was a good dad, a good father, and he was living in Maryland. He was here legally, blah, 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 and no, he wasn't.
Well, I know it changed. It found out that Van Hollen actually had the two margaritas put on his room bill. So, wow, that had changed my attitude right then.
And then White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, after hearing, watching his performances on the Talking Head show, said this.
Shame on Senator Chris Van Hollen and the entire Democrat Party, who wasted Easter Sunday going on every television show in the country to advocate for the return of an illegal criminal gang member.
Yeah. But all they care about, the Democrats, are due process. I just gave you the laundry list of examples where they don't care a dang about your or my due process. And, of course, so now four more Democrats have headed south to El Salvador. One of those is Max Frost. And he actually said this in an interview yesterday.
No one knows where he's at. No one knows if he's alive, if he's in a good health. And this is, again, one of the reasons we came here, is to hopefully get this information. You know, his wife is a U.S. citizen. He has kids.
Well, wait a minute. We just saw Mr. Garcia sipping margaritas. Not actually, there was one on the table, but
yeah.
He was there. He was at the hotel with Van Hollen, and he was having a conversation.
It's just a welfare check. That's all that it is,
right.
John. It's a welfare check.
So four Democrats, Representative Yasmin Ansari, Max Frost, Maxine Dexter, and Robert Garcia, no relation to Mr. Kilmar Albrego Garcia, they all go down there. And, of course, there's going to be a cavalcade now of Democrats going to El Salvador. But he says they were denied access yesterday.
What do you know? Is there any chance you'll be meeting with Albrego Garcia while you're there?
Well, we're actually about to do a press conference to speak a little bit about this, but we got word at the embassy that our request has been denied by the government here locally. They say it's because we're not here on official capacity. This is part of the reason why Representative Robert Garcia and I sent a letter to Chairman Comer of the Oversight Committee asking for this to be an official CODEL. But we're not giving up. We're going to continue. We have more meetings scheduled for the rest of the day. But part of this, too, is making sure that we keep the conversation alive. We're building off of the trip of Senator Van Hollen, and we're not the first members here, and we're not going to be the last.
Yeah, it's not about keeping the conversation alive. It's keeping the political issue alive, yes, which I think is going to be a mistake in the long run for the Democrats, as you'll hear a little bit later on in the show. Yep. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. 410-922-6680. If you are struggling with, some cash flow in your home, and or perhaps we've been through a lot over the last 5 years with the COVID and the 4 years of Biden and the high inflation and the record spending and so on and so forth, maybe cash flow is an issue. Maybe you didn't save enough or miscalculated for retirement. Maybe you've had some unexpected medical bills that are impacting your cash flow. Well, if you're 62 years of age and you're owning your own home, you could be using the reverse mortgage as a way to maximize that cash flow and take the burden and stress out of it. It's the only loan you'll ever take out that you decide when you pay it back. It's totally in your control. If you have any questions at all, I would recommend Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man, at 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. There's nobody better at explaining how a reverse mortgage works. Call Mark today. 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. And once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City address last night. During his speech, the mayor addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision for the future of Baltimore. Two people suffered minor injuries after a fire broke out at a Northeast Baltimore apartment complex. Firefighters were called to the 5100 block of Denview Way in the Garden Village apartments shortly after 8 p.m. The injured victims were taken to hospitals. Fire damage, as many 12 units, and the cause of the blaze is under investigation. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a weekend road rage incident in Hanover. The victim told police that somebody displayed a gun during the incident at Arundel Mills Boulevard and Ridge Road Saturday afternoon. Officers located the suspect's vehicle near Route 100. They found a loaded gun during a search of the vehicle. 63-year-old Gary Hines has now been arrested and charged with handgun offenses. The Amazon driver who struck a woman in Butchers Hill and then left the scene has now been sentenced to 45 days in prison, 45 days of home detention, 2 years of supervised probation. Jerome Allen Young Jr. surrendered to police 2 days after he struck a woman at the intersection of East Pratt and South Chester in February. The incident was caught on video and showed Young exiting his vehicle to check on the woman and then leaving the scene. Young initially faced felony charges for the hit and run. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates dropped the charges after his office found there was not enough evidence to support them. And Baltimore County Police searching for the person who vandalized an Israeli hostage display in the front yard of a Pikesville home. Video of the incident shows a person tearing down the display and tearing down an Israeli flag. Holman says this is the fourth time his display has been vandalized, but he will continue to rebuild it until the hostages held by Hamas are released. 6:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Pick 3 lottery last night, 351. Your pick 4, 1854. And now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at some slowing now. 95 southbound into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's starting to build here right after the O'Donnell Street ramp, backing up a little bit around the Eastern Avenue curve. But already 895 this morning is slow back towards Eastern Avenue and then backing up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're definitely back in business today after the Easter week. Weekend, and everybody's already out on the Beltway as well. Not too bad on the Parkville side so far, but the west side is already locked in, and there's 795 going down through the ramps at Frederick Road. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain in sight through Thursday. Sunshine and warm weather the next several days. 80, the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, 77. Thursday, 79. There's a few showers heading our way Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the Birds and the Nats tonight in D.C. as the Beltway rivals begin a three-game set that finds both teams mired in the nether regions of their respective divisions. The Orioles in fourth place in the AL East, the Nats the same in the NL East. O's fans clamoring for change after the incident on Sunday. General Manager Mike Elias saying it's not that simple.
I think it's early for a flurry of major trade activity, but we are in touch with the other 29 teams.
Ravens news, the team re-signing yesterday, safety Ardarius Washington, who had a major impact on the team's defense last year. It's a one-year restricted free agent contract worth about $3.3 million. Meanwhile, yesterday was day one of the team voluntary workouts in Owings Mills. Washington's fellow safety Kyle Hamilton was in attendance and was asked where he prefers to play, traditional safety on the back line or a playmaker moving all around.
I really don't care, like, at all. Whether it's game to game or drive to drive, play to play, whatever it needs to be, I'm more than happy to do it, and I feel like I'm more than capable of getting the job done. So
we'll see if the Ravens select a safety with a high draft choice, the draft beginning Thursday night in Green Bay. The Caps and the Canadiens got off to a wild start last night in D.C. Hits all over the ice, 34 between the two teams in period number one alone, and then it was tied at 2-2 in overtime.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On tempo, ready. Rebound and tight. Score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Ovi with two goals and an assist at the Caps win game one, 3-2 over Montreal. Patriots Day was celebrated yesterday in Boston, commemorating the start of the American Revolutionary War, specifically the battles of Lexington and Concord on April 19th of 1775. That was 250 years ago. In terms of sports, that means the Boston Marathon and 11 a.m. baseball at Fenway. The Red Sox beat the White Sox 4-2. In the marathon on the men's side, Kenyan native John Carrier made history, winning in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds, the second fastest winning time. He and his brother Wesley now becoming the first pair of siblings to win the marathon. On the women's side, fellow Kenyan Sharon Lokiti, 31, broke the record, outrunning two-time defending champion Helen Obiri, finishing in 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds. And God, I have no idea how you can run 26 miles, 0.2, in 2 hours plus. That's just ridiculous to me.
That's ridiculous.
The time now is 6:37. When we return, bye-bye to cable.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and 26 teams out of the 30 in Major League Baseball have already done it, but the Orioles and the Nats, for that matter, finally are allowing the D2C, DTC, that's direct to cable, right, or direct to stream, actually, DTS, sorry. Now you can watch Orioles and Nats games on the app, on the stream. You can cut the cable cord, announced by the Orioles yesterday.
That's all. How much is it going to cost?
It's $19.99 a month. for the remainder of the year, or $89 actually for the remainder of the year.
And is that prorated?
It's prorated. Starting today.
Okay.
So
they, already 20 games into the season.
Right. So you've got 140 games left.
Okay.
Now, they haven't announced what the prices are for next year yet, so we'll see what that is. But you can cut cable. I've been a cable holdout. I don't know about you guys.
No, I cut the cord last year.
Right. Well, I keep it simply for Masson at this point, because I want to watch the Oriole games. So now you don't have to do that anymore. Fans are, I think, for the most part, pretty happy about it. We'll see how many subscribers they get.
Yeah. Well, it gives you more freedom, more choice now. You don't have to take it as part of a whole cable package.
The only teams left that are not app-dependent are Seattle and Houston. Houston, actually, the only way that you can get it is on cable. But so the Orioles now have taken the plunge.
All right. They're coming out of the Stone Age and coming into the modern
age.
Into the modern age now. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now.
Or at least the Bronze Age.
7 o'clock. It's going to Kurt and Edgewater this morning.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. The Democrats deserve the exact due processing they gave Donald Trump, which is lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah, the lawfare that they pulled on that was an absolute abuse of power and distortion of due process, just as we're seeing now with this judicial insurrection with all these judges that believe that 77 million people voted for them. And they're going to set policy in America today.
So I agree 100%. The president got the votes, not the stupid appointed judges.
Right. Speaking of which, we're going to get to some of those at the Supreme Court. Kurt, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Tom Dupree is a former principal deputy assistant attorney general, I believe under the first Trump administration. And he says these emergency cases about deportations going to the Supreme Court are, frankly, way, way out of bounds. And now the most recent one, people are misrepresenting exactly what it is SCOTUS had to say about the Alien Deportation Act.
The Supreme Court did not say the administration is prohibited from using the Alien Enemies Act to remove these individuals. What they did say is that there needs to be a pause in it. There needs to be a modicum of due process. We need to make sure, as we said before, that individuals that the administration is preparing to remove have the opportunity for a notice and a hearing.
That's it. Not a big deal. So all this, they've now prevented the Trump administration from blah, blah, blah. That's simply factually untrue.
But where were all these judges when Joe Biden and the Democrats and Mayorkas et al. Were letting millions of these illegals into the country without proper vetting, without proper screening?
Well, these judges were put
in violation of the immigration laws.
These judges were put in place by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats at the very end of the Biden administration, many of them. And the others are true believers. They are as much political hacks as they are jurists.
Yeah, but these guys like Wilkerson, the Republican-appointed judge that recently came out against Trump on this on Garcia, the MS-13 man. Where was he? Where was he to stop everything with a nationwide injunction back when all these illegals were being let in violation of our immigration laws?
Napping.
Yeah.
641 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jonathan Turley, who obviously is a constitutional law expert, teaches down in Washington, D.C., says that members of the Supreme Court are frustrated by these nuisance injunctions that have suddenly cropped up in a fashion they've never cropped up before.
The justices are expressing their frustration. Previously, they expressed frustration for the district courts. You know, they, in the case of Judge Bosberg, they said, what's this doing in your court? This is a habeas case that belongs down south. And I think that they're showing some of that frustration. I think all parties should take heed of that.
And they should. Additionally, he says, let's clarify what Alito had to say, because what Justice Alito and also Justice Thomas said in his concurrence was that, you know, in order to hear this case or these kinds of cases, we need more background. We need these cases to go through the process instead of being an emergency injunction. You've got to hear us tonight before 1 o'clock in the morning. They have to go through a process, and that is not happening.
A lot of these challengers are bringing these cases fast and furious to the court. And what Alito is saying is, what are we basing our decision on? These things are coming to us with virtually no record.
Yeah, no record whatsoever. They're just coming to us and saying, quick, decide. They have no documents to look at, no paper trail to look at from the lower courts, because they're being pushed up to SCOTUS. Kaboom, just like that. And so it's like toss a coin. I mean, how about following the process? There's supposed to be a whole, you know, the writ of certiorari. You're supposed to determine whether or not a case actually goes to the Supreme Court. But they managed to bypass that system over and over again. And now SCOTUS is kind of operating in the dark, and they resent it. They do. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes once again. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a quick check through Annapolis. Everything is good at the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point, Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway. All the lanes are open. Minor buildup, and the more the buildup will happen in the next half an hour or so. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Looking at the Beltway right here at Hartford Road, the pace is still good. The inner loop at Green Spring is okay. The west side is already jammed right in that area from 795 going south through I-70 and down through at least Frederick Road. And then after that, it looks like we'll be fine headed down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and 95. There's a tractor trailer way off to the side on the outer loop just south of Frederick Road, and they're not paying attention to that. JFX is still clear. The backups now at both the harbor tunnels. 895 was already back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp, and it looks like 95 now will start to back up for that traffic moving south. I'm just going to confirm that back to the area of O'Donnell Street, and it looks like they're right there. Yeah, not too bad. Still moving okay just south of the Eastern Avenue ramp, but with some slowing now developing on 95 towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the Channel says they had some overnight rain. It's going to move out of here, and we won't see it maybe till Thursday night or Friday again. But today, sunny and 80 right now. It is 59 and cloudy in Middle River and 58 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Buttermilk. I got a barbecue your auntie molasses.
That's it. What about the listeners said, remember the badges? We don't need no stinking badges. It was the treasures of Sierra Madre.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, so Pringles is teaming up with Miller Lite for a couple of brand new crisps. The grilled beer brat and the beer can chicken. The beer can chicken crisps feature savory roasted chicken notes, hints of garlic, onion, and the malty aroma of light beer. Meanwhile, the grilled beer brat crisps offer a smoky bratwurst flavor, elevated by black pepper, caramelized onion, warm spices, and a touch of beer. Gotta get the little flavor of beer. Waffle House dropping the first new waffle in a decade. Meet the new strawberry shortcake waffle.
Oh.
All right. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
At Waffle House. Crumble Bakes Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Cookies now through April the 26th. Just in case you didn't get enough Reese's at Easter, you now get them on the cookies at Crumble. Number one destination voted for Maryland's most popular small business. A poll of 3,000 people said they'd be willing to drive more than an hour to reach this small business. It's a food business, and it's on the Eastern Shore. Which one do you think it is?
I don't know.
Smith Island Cake.
That's a good guess. Yeah. Thrasher's French Fries.
Oh, okay. Really?
In Ocean City.
You can have both.
Nothing but fries. Served in buckets, never with ketchup, only vinegar.
Yep.
Crispy, salty fuel of Maryland summers, as they say.
Yeah.
People wait in line for like 30, 40 minutes just to get a bucket of fries. Thrasher's, good stuff, man. Love it with the vinegar.
I like it.
Of course, this weekend marks the 41st edition of WWE's staple WrestleMania. But the company's biggest superstar ever is making a beer. Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer, which was founded last June, is now available. It's hit the shelves at Walmart, and it's being sold in several states, including Florida.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Chuck, why don't you go out and grab a couple of Real American Beers this weekend. Take a picture of you consuming one. Put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all have fun commenting.
Yeah. Please, Chuck.
Sign it up. Go. What are you going to do, brother?
That's right.
Get some fake can comes for you.
You can get some fake guns or something.
Well, I have a couple of those already, but they're just a little weak.
And finally, Tim Hortons, the owner of the Canadian Coffee Shop.
Yep.
They're now opening 10 locations in Howard and Carroll counties.
Wow.
They used to have one up at Aberdeen Proving Ground, but I don't think it's on their website anymore. But so now they're, again, Tim Hortons, they have coffee and donuts. It's a famous Canadian. It's like Dunkin' of Canada.
Right, right. So it's interesting because Pete's Coffee for a while. It was here, and apparently it's not kind of folded, from what I understand. So there is a continuing large market for people who make the coffee we all drink in various kinds of strengths.
Yeah, because in different kinds of roasts,
right, yeah.
As well. So it just depends on what you want with it. But Tim Hortons, it's good stuff.
Hi, Chuck. At least with mine.
Yeah, that's goes without saying. All right, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The Trump administration, they responded to the news of all these leftists arriving, the Democrats in El Salvador, the four we just mentioned last half hour. They asked a simple question. Quote, four more U.S. lawmakers just landed in El Salvador to meet and shake hands with a terrorist. All four of them voted against the Lake and Riley Act. Why are these politicians putting terrorists illegally in our country over American victims?
I think it's a fair question. As I said yesterday, the Democrats choose the oddest symbols for them to rally behind. This guy is not exactly a sympathetic character. He is anything but it. He's a wife beater, member of MS-13, has a violent background. No matter the protestations, oh, he's not a member of MS-13. You have court after court after court. Yeah, he is. So the question is, now they're faced with, we're being told you have to facilitate his return. But one thing Jonathan Turley points out, Sean, is nobody has defined what facilitate means.
They said you have to facilitate, but they didn't define what that means. And at the same time, the deference accord that the judge has shown to the executive branch has not been robust. And the Trump administration is saying, look, they clearly said that we have a foreign policy prerogative here, and you cannot force us to bring an El Salvadoran who's in an El Salvadoran prison back to the United States unless El Salvador agrees, and they don't.
And don't forget, the lower judge had put facilitate and effectuate in her ruling, gets to the Supreme Court, and they strike effectuate, saying, you can't do that. You can't make another country.
Require this country to seize a prisoner for another country's jail.
You just question the overall intellect and the wisdom of Judge Paula Ginnis here in Maryland that would put that in a ruling in an order like that. 6:50, the best of the morning drive available every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble page as well. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, Frank Luper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we'll hear from Senator Kennedy on the taxation. The one big, beautiful bill still being put together and constructed, and we're going to need that to pass pretty soon. And our MAGA update, highlights from the Easter egg roll yesterday at the White House, and they're still coming after Pete Hegseth. Signalgate 2.0. So we'll have an update for you on that as well.
That's just such a bizarre story. It really is. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person man thing. Chuck Whitaker.
We're getting the slowing now into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now that delay has stretched back. It was around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and now it's working its way back towards Moravia Road. So in that area now between Moravia Road and the Fort McHenry Tunnel, without any problems through there, except for the heavy traffic, probably 20 minutes from that point to get into the toll plaza, and then work your way southbound from there. It's becoming more heavy as we speak on the southbound side. Have not seen anything wrong going into the tunnel, but all four lanes are busy on the southbound side. Just checking on the south end. Yeah, all four lanes are coming out towards Key Highway. So from the beginning to where you're down to 395, 20 to 25 minutes there. I would say we're about 15 to 20 minutes on 895. Already the normal delays in and around the Beltway. There had been a report. I saw a medic unit going north on 83 towards Timonium Road. As he got there, he turned out the flashing lights. So whatever was there may be minor on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel says we had some overnight rain. That'll be clearing out here. We still have some cloud cover early this morning, but later on today, sunny and 80. It's cloudy and 60 in Edgewater, 60 in Dundalk. Baltimore County Public School leadership is defending the district superintendent amid potential contract violations. BCPS has made it clear on the district's website that proof of residency in the county is required to be a student. It also is required for you to be a school board member, that you be a resident in Baltimore County. But apparently, you do not have to be a resident and living in Baltimore County if you're the superintendent. Go figure, right? So at the board meeting recently, they had this. They discussed this. Jane Lichter, she's the chair of Board of Ed in Baltimore County. And look, this all comes from the Inspector General report early this month. They said that Dr. Miriam Rogers appeared to have violated her contract by not living in Baltimore County within the first year of starting her job. And they discussed it at the board meeting the other night. And here is Jane Lichter defending Dr. Rogers.
The contract does not require her to live alone, to have her name on a lease, or to reside at the location every single day. It simply requires that she maintains residency in Baltimore County, which she has done.
Really? Really? Channel 45 went to the residency, and they knocked on the door, and they said,
"Who?
Who?
Who is this? Who that?
Who's supposed to live here?"
Chris Babbs over at Fox 45 did an excellent job on covering this. And one Baltimore County parent, her name is Megan Weber. Well, as you might imagine, she's upset.
It's really upsetting. The board absolutely should have done more. I feel like they brushed it under the rug.
So not only that, then you go to the Baltimore County Facebook page, the school's Facebook page, and there's a video there of a woman reminding parents that there's a residency requirement.
You need to verify your home address before the school year starts.
So you gotta put all these documents out to do that. not if you're the superintendent. And Ms. Weber says this is not equitable.
I understand why they have the rules for residency, but if that's the rule, that should be the rule for everyone, especially the highest position in the county. I don't know why the board didn't choose to hold her to the same standards. I'm not happy about it, and I know a lot of other parents who aren't either.
Yeah, so if you're a family in Baltimore County, and I think this is true for just about any other county, you have to have proof of address, proof of parental identity, three pieces of recent mail or business documents showing your name and address. It's almost like you almost have to have a real ID to get your child into school. But if you're the superintendent and you're pulling down a lot of money, by the way, that's really not that much of a deal for Baltimore County. And Megan Weber says, look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
We have just gone through this investigation, and then they post a video telling parents how to prove residency verification. It was in very poor taste.
Yeah. So there you have it. And so it is something that, and look, this is, you would think somebody would have checked on this. This is very easily done. If you're whoever's doing the hiring of Dr. Rogers, you know, Dr. Rogers, you have to live in Baltimore County. Do you live in Baltimore County? Can you provide us an address and how many? Remember, it's like for tax purposes, you have to live 6 months, 6 months in a day in a certain state in order to get its tax privileges. You would think the same would be true here in Baltimore County. But there's always a problem with the county superintendent, isn't there? Just seems to me.
One of the things that I don't know right now, but for a long time, you could not be a fireman or a policeman in Baltimore City, for example, right, without living in Baltimore City. And that was very specific. If you didn't do that, you couldn't be hired. Yeah. And that actually cost them some potential employees who couldn't afford to live in the neighborhoods where they choose to live in Baltimore City.
Maybe they just had a sleeping bag at a friend's house or something. 659, Rescue Natural Supplements has Glyco Plus. Glyco Plus, really, you know, if you're reaching for those NSAIDs and other pain medication, if you have stiff joints, achy joints after a workout or just because of age or previous injury, whatever the reason, Glyco Plus is a combination of glycomarine with the UC2 collagen, and that is from the extract from the green-lipped mussel, which is the glycomarine, plus the UC2 collagen, which helps to, you know, actually present some fluidity in your joints. So it's not as painful. You don't have bone on bone. I've used it for years after a whole football injury, and I get up every morning, no pain, no swelling, no achiness in my left knee. And I think you'll enjoy it as well. You can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order at res-q.com.
The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump leaving no doubt about his support for Defense Secretary Hegseth. Mr. Trump asked about another signal chat controversy. Hegseth sharing information about pending strikes on Yemen with his wife and others.
Here we go again. Just a waste of time. He is doing a great job.
Why do you still have confidence?
Because he's doing a great job. Ask the Houthis how he's doing.
A reference to U.S. airstrikes on the Iran-backed rebels who, prior to those airstrikes, had repeatedly attacked commercial shipping in critically important Middle East waters. The White House stressing that Hegseth shared no classified information. Virginia's Republican governor is tracking with the Trump administration's crackdown on criminal illegal aliens. He's taken hundreds of suspected gang members off the streets of the Old Dominion.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is delivering on his promise to prioritize public safety and uphold the rule of law. In a significant victory for the Trump administration's agenda, Youngkin announced that the state's newly established Homeland Security Task Force has arrested more than 500 criminal illegal immigrants, including over 130 with known gang affiliations. According to Youngkin, of the 521 arrests made since the task force started in February, 132 are affiliated with gangs such as MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other transnational organized crime organizations and criminal gangs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Nadine Menendez, wife of former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, has been convicted of charges of teaming up with her husband and taking bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Bob Menendez set to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. Pope Francis' funeral has been scheduled. It will take place on Saturday, 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 324 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
703 right now at Talk Radio 680 and WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Booker.
On the top side, Beltway, at least right here at 695 and 83. The lanes are open. 83 south is a little busy south of Timonium Road, then working its way down through that area. Parkville side of the Beltway has filled in now, and now we're almost Bel Air Road around to Providence Road. The inner loop around Park Heights Avenue is still okay. It looks good right now. The west side started out early today, back in business for sure, and it's been slow all morning, and it's already backed up and still sitting there kind of slow. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain in sight through Thursday. Sunshine and warm weather the next several days. 80, the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, 77. Thursday, 79. There's a few showers heading our way Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley, 59 degrees. Glen Burnie has 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. And these headlines are now being brought to you by Vinny Steele, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Ocean City has their annual Spring Fest coming up this coming week from April 24th to the 27th. The event features live music, arts, crafts, and an assortment of famous Eastern Shore food, beer, and wine, and, of course, Thrasher's Fries. Spring Fest features more than 200 vendors showcasing their products and creations. It's going to be on the inlet lot on the south end of the boardwalk if you're heading over this weekend. Baltimore County Police searching for the person who vandalized an Israeli hostage display in the front yard of a Pikesville home. Video of the incident shows a person tearing down the display and tearing down an Israeli flag. The homeowner says this is the fourth time his display has been vandalized, but he will continue to rebuild it until the hostages held by Hamas are released. People have increased patrols in the area, police have increased patrols in the area, and they're asking anyone with information to please give them a call. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City address last night. During his speech, the mayor addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision for the city of Baltimore. The mayor highlighted the city's success in reducing the homicide rate, rehabilitating vacant properties, and renewing support for local business. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 351, pick 4, 1854, and next, it's Style and Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Nats renew their Beltway Series tonight down at Navy Yards in D.C. Dean Kramer will take the hill at 6:45 opposite the Nats' tough left-hander, Mitchell Parker. Parker 2-1 on the year, a 185 earned run average. Four quality starts and four appearances this year, facing an Orioles lineup that has struggled with consistency. Birds averaging 8 runs per game in their 9 wins, only 2.2 runs in their 12 losses. Meanwhile, last night in D.C., the Caps and Canadiens opened their Stanley Cup playoff series in front of a raucous sellout crowd at Capital One Arena, and they were tied at 2 in overtime.
Off this draw, it squirts loose,
On-tempo, ready. Rebound and tight. Score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
And it happened in the 45th playoff game of Ovi's career. Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 3-2 Caps was the final. After the game, line mate Dylan Strome on Ovechkin.
Well, I just thought, I mean, this is our leader through and through. Goals, hits, making good plays, smart plays with the puck, positive on the bench. Some big moments at some key times in the game.
Speaking of hits, by the way, 42 by the Caps last night, 7 by Ovi. Logan Thompson with 33 saves in goal. Football news, Ravens re-signed safety Ardarius Washington to a one-year $3.3 million deal. Coming up in 30 minutes, Roquan Smith says it's all about the hardware. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. Right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. We'll take a look at, of course, more about the Congressman's junket to MS-13 in El Salvador. We'll take a look at Harvard is suing the Trump administration for cutting off their federal funding. But a top story here, of course, in this segment, we'll include Senator Kennedy on taxation, but a rather unusual.
This is so strange.
Strangest interview probably I've ever heard.
Yes, me too. All right, folks, I'll post a video so you can see this as well. It's a story from Australia, and here's what stunned me. There's no warning for the anchor as to what you're about to see. The Australian anchor, there's simply, it's a carjacking, and two adult twins were in the car, as their mom was as well, and the twins, both female, were asked what happened. And this is what they said, almost simultaneously.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, well, mom, where's mom? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush behind the fence.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
Okay. I've heard of twins having a special twin language.
Yes.
I've never seen this before in my life.
No, it's almost, almost in complete unison.
Yeah.
It was in some phrases, but one twin was just a little bit, they were in delay, but then they would catch up on the next.
And it would alternate back and forth as to who was leading the conversation. The voices are so similar, you can't tell, but like the one on the left would be talking first, and then a fraction of a second later, the one on the right would, and then eventually the one on the right would be talking, and the one on the left would be catching up. It was just the most bizarre thing.
I'm wondering if this just happened during this interview, or if this is when they're together, they talk like this all the time.
I think this is what happens. I mean, this is, I don't know what this is
called.
It's
almost like two bodies sharing one mind.
I've never seen this before in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known a lot of twins over time. I guess we all do have friends who are twins. People listening might know Matt.
Well, these
might
are identical.
These are identical twins. But you scratch your head and you think, can this possibly be normal? Yeah. Because there's no warning given by the anchor. And then afterwards, the anchor simply continued on as if this is how people in Australia talk. I mean, I couldn't get over it, Sean.
It is one of the most bizarre twin stories ever, except for the one when Chuck was being born at the hospital. He came out the backside first.
Yeah.
And then the doctor said, look, twins.
7:13.
Nice.
Oh, hear that, Ma? They're partially conjoined.
You hear that, Ma?
Traffic and weather.
Well, I always said two heads are better than one.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Chuck Whitaker.
Don't send letters. Don't send letters if that happened. I mean, come on. You know, for God's sake.
Letters.
Did you hear what he said?
You're dating yourself now.
Emails, letters.
Who sends letters?
Telegrams. Yeah. Messenger.
What's a letter?
I know.
Whatever. Is that in your Rolodex?
I'll go on forward now.
Okay.
Just ignore these comments. The BW Parkway, right here at the bridge at Hanover Road, is good. As you're going a little bit further south after Route 32, coming up from the Capitol Beltway, Powder Mill Road, there's a new wreck near Goddard's on the southbound side of the parkway. So right in that area between 197 and the Capitol Beltway, it's jammed up a little bit. I mean, it's moving, but it's a little slower than it was. 25, 30-minute delays now southbound with the very heavy traffic in both the harbor tunnels. The Beltway, except for the inner loop at Greenspring, was running okay. Go back and revisit that, but everybody else was jammed up on the Beltway already on the Parkville side and coming down the west side, so we'll continue with that delay from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road, and now the inner loop has picked up a little more traffic here right at Park Heights Avenue, and then over at Greenspring, the pace is good. That will change, but right now we'll take it. We're fine going down the hill to the JFX. Okay, now I'm done. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Remember the movie Twins?
Yes.
Was it Schwarzenegger?
Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
And Danny DeVito. It was pretty funny.
I'm going to stay with that for a while, Ms. Casey?
No, I was trying to segue away from that in a different Twins.
People don't know what a Segway is, you know.
Yeah, they do. It's a small vehicle you ride around sometimes like in shopping malls.
I don't see those anymore, by the way.
No, either.
Yeah, they've sort of come and gone.
People themselves in aisle six.
Yeah.
I think the mall cop used those.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah, it was. It was a mall cop. Well, the channel forecast now through Thursday. Sunny today. High near 80 right now. We still have some cloud cover from those overnight showers, so it's going to hang around for a little bit. 62 in Edgewater, 61 in Dundalk. Time for a MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, yesterday, the White House traditional Easter egg roll was back in a Trump White House, and this is how the president kicked it all off.
Speaking of special, Easter is special, and it's one of our favorite days. It's one of our favorite periods of time. We're honoring Jesus Christ, and we're going to honor Jesus Christ very powerfully throughout our lives, all throughout our lives, not just now, all throughout our lives. We're bringing religion back in America. We're bringing a lot of things back, but religion is coming back to America. That's why you see the kind of numbers that you're seeing, the spirit and the kind of numbers that you're seeing. So
that's another reason why the pagan left was after him, because he dare mention Jesus and religion all in the same sentence. But there was a funny moment when the Easter Bunny, remember?
Yeah. Easter Bunny guiding Biden around.
Guiding Biden around, telling him where he could go, where he couldn't go, et cetera. The Easter Bunny was there yesterday, and Trump, he took the opportunity to remind us all.
Do you remember the bunny with Joe Biden? Remember? Do you remember when the bunny took Joe Biden out? He's not taking Trump out. Anyway, that was a beautiful moment when the bunny saved Joe Biden.
Yeah. I was cracking up when I saw that. And then, based on an NPR story, and of course, they are just can't be trusted for as far as you can throw them because of their left-wing bias. A single source, anonymous source, that apparently a disgruntled ex-Pentagon employee is claiming that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, also participated on a second signal chat in which his wife was included on that. And
so,
well, whatever the case may be, and discussing the detailed attack plan on Yemen and the Houthis, Hegseth was confronted by a reporter yesterday at the Easter egg roll.
You know, what a big surprise that a bunch of a few leakers get fired and suddenly a bunch of hit pieces come out from the same media that peddled the Russia hoax. Won't give back their Pulitzers. They got Pulitzers for a bunch of lies. Pulitzers for a bunch of lies. And on hoaxes, time and time and time again. And as they peddle those lies, no one ever calls them on it. See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me, because we're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. President Trump had the perfect response to a reporter asking if he still has confidence in Hegseth.
I mean, I hear they're doing that whole thing again. Here we go again. Just a waste of time.
He is doing
a great job.
Why do you still have confidence?
Because he's doing a great job.
Ask
the Houthis how he's doing. Ask the Houthis how much dysfunction there's none. Pete's doing a great job. Everybody's happy with him. We have the highest recruitment numbers I think we've had in 28 years. No, he's doing a great job. It's just fake news. They just bring up stories. I guess it sounds like disgruntled employees. You know, he was put there to get rid of a lot of bad people, and that's what he's doing. So you don't always have friends when you do that.
Can I point out that Hegseth has the legal right to include anybody in any conversation he so designates, including his wife. This came up last time around. It was like, oh, he had people on there like his wife. And it turned out, well, yeah, but he has the right to do that. That's perfectly fine. That's okay. So, like, what is it? The left's obsession with getting rid of Pete Hegseth is almost psychotic.
Yeah, but, well, it's not just the left. There are people in the Republican Party that would like Hegseth out and Tom Cotton in because Tom seems to be a forever war guy. So there's a lot of that. In fact, Don Bacon, the rhino from Nebraska now, is Hegseth should be resigned, should be fired, based on the second signal chat story. So we all know. By the way, one more thing on President Trump. He did have some comments regarding the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, yesterday calling him a major loser and saying that preemptive cuts in interest rates are being called for by many, with energy costs down, food prices substantially lower, most other things trending down. There's virtually no inflation. Now is the time to cut the rates. He did point out that Europe has cut rates now seven times since, from the Biden years to now, and we still continue to either raise rates or keep them where they are, and one wonders why he is doing that. So that's the way he went down yesterday, 93 days into the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, joining us now on our hotline, Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing okay. Thank you.
All right. So this morning, I'm going to take a quick break from the personal injury side of cases and talk about traffic citations, which I deal with a lot in our office. So when you're dealing with traffic citations in Maryland, you have one side, which is incarcerable traffic, which means jailable, like a DWI or driving on suspended. And then on the other side of the coin, you have non-incarcerable traffic citations, your speeding tickets, your negligent driving, your reckless driving. Those do not carry any jail time, but they carry heavy fines and the possibility of points. So let's talk about if you're stopped by the police in Maryland for a non-incarcerable offense, let's say a speeding ticket, what do you do? Well, the first thing you should do is obviously be polite and cooperative. If for some reason you feel that you're stopped illegally, certainly you want to bring that up with me or whoever's going to be representing you so that we can file the appropriate motions. But it does you no good to argue with the police. It's not going to do you any good. So don't argue with the police. So you're going to get the ticket or tickets from the police officer, and on the ticket, there are three boxes, three possibilities you can check off. So number one is you pay the fine. And we always say that's the worst idea and the worst thing you can do, because if you pay the fine for that ticket, you get the full fine and you get the corresponding points. So bad idea. The second possibility is to check off a waiver hearing, which basically is pleading guilty. So you check off the waiver hearing and you're absolving the state from bringing in the witnesses. So you don't want to do that. The third and best option is to check off trial. You want to check off trial because it forces the state, and it's usually the police that have to bring in witnesses. And a lot of times, they don't show up in court. And if they don't show up, guess what? You're going to be found not guilty. So you're not going to have to pay a fine. You're going to get no points. It's the best way to go. So you're going to check off trial and send it back into the Annapolis address. If you have any questions about any type of traffic citations, please give me a call. 410-363-6848. Do not represent yourself, folks. It's just like a personal injury case. He or she who represents himself has a fool for a client. It's too dangerous. You could pick up points. You could pick up large fines. So give me a call, and we will take care of you. So everybody have a safe week, Sean, and we will talk to you next week.
That's great advice. Thank you, Stephen. We'll talk to you next week. The losses of Michael A. Freeman and Stephen Freeman. Of course, Rachel Alpert Freeman, another attorney in the firm. 410-363-6848, 1-800-72-7203, or online, maflaw.com.
7:23, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
It's a little bit slow here on the Beltway outer loop, but there was a minor wreck between 83 and the JFX. They moved over to the shoulder, but it backed us up right there, back towards 83, even went back almost to York Road, and then the ramp from southbound 83 to the outer loop is also slow. Everybody's moving again. Everything's off to the shoulder, but that's the reason for the slowdown. You can expect that to continue for a while. The inner loop now is filled in through Pikesville. The Parkville side begins at Bel Air Road. The outer loop on the west side is 795 all the way down to Frederick Road, 95, and everybody going south towards the Harbor Tunnels now, backed up as you're coming south. 895 is back to at least the Erdman Avenue ramp. Maybe, I'm just going to change the camera, yeah, backed up to Pulaski Highway now, and even beyond that. So that's gone to the 25 to 30 minute delay there, and 95 now, looking at the camera at Moravia Road, that's where that backup begins. So that's almost back to the city-county line. We're going to say now 25 to 30 minute delays at both the tunnels as you're heading south. The lanes are open, but that's the morning backup through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And Weather Channel said we had an overnight shower or two, and that'll move out of here throughout the day today. Of course, we have cloud cover to start today, but sunshine later on, high near 80. Right now, 61 and cloudy in Middle River, and it is 62 in Pasadena. 7:25, you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Come up after the 7:30 news. Harvard announced it's suing the Trump administration because the federal funding has been cut off.
Yeah, okay, fine. What was the size of your endowment again, Harvard? Just remind me of that, because I think it's more than what Chuck Whitaker makes in a week. It's a huge endowment. Why are we sending money to them for anything unless it's for a specific research project? Todd, that's coming up. 7:26 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Senator John Kennedy, he's singing my song, and that is, once again, you have Bernie Sanders, you have AOC, you have all the usual suspects on the left saying, we've got to tax the rich. Basically, this is eat the rich, folks. We're going to take all their money away because somehow it's not fair that they have more than we do, which is bunk. But that's the way class warfare works.
I don't believe in making tax policy on the basis of class warfare.
Period. This should not be an issue of class warfare. It should be an issue of what actually works for the society at large. Clearly, the way things have worked recently is not very well at all. Kennedy says there are questions one should be asking about our tax code and ask about whether or not it's prudent to raise taxes right now so the government has even more money.
I listened under President Biden, my Democratic colleagues for 4 years asked, who needs to pay more in taxes? That's, to me, is the wrong question. The right question is, what the hell happened to the money?
Yeah.
And I hope that's the question that we address fundamentally in the reconciliation.
And that is a real question. We sent you huge amounts of money. What happened with it? And we're still in the middle, or the beginning, actually, of the process of figuring that out through DOGE. What happened to the money? Was it well spent? Because now you're saying, give us even more money, but there's hesitation within many government departments to say, all right, here's the money that I had. This is what it was spent on. Because they realize there's a lot of graft, there's a lot of waste, there's fraud, there's abuse in every single federal department. Get rid of all that crap and then figure out whether or not you actually need more money.
You know, it's interesting. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops recently decided they're out of the immigration game. They were aiding and abetting the illegal invasion of the United States. And you know why they got out? Because the tap was turned off. The Trump administration and DOGE cut off the money, and all of a sudden, boom, they got out of the business. What does that tell you?
It's no longer actually a religious thing to do. They were doing it because they had money coming in. You know, because if it were actually something they viewed as part of their religious mission, they would have continued.
Yeah, and that's true of any of these other NGOs. Yeah.
There are other, not to be fair to the Catholics, there are other religious organizations that do the same thing.
Lutheran Ministries, Associated Jewish Charities, there's a
Methodist.
I can't remember the name of the group, but it was a Jewish group that Alejandro Mayorkas was part of. They were down at the Darien Gap doing the same thing. I'll have to look it up. I can't remember the name.
Now, one thing that Kennedy mentions, and we've
it's Hebrew Immigration Services.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
That Kennedy mentions that the Democrats have a habit. They take an isolated event and they somehow extrapolate it into being the universe. Sometimes an isolated event is just an isolated event. Sometimes it's not. However, sometimes it's necessary to say, hold on a second, Democrats. You're getting way, way over your skis on this one.
The Democrats say, look, you know, we told you Trump is a threat to democracy. This is going to happen every other Thursday afternoon. I don't see any pattern here. I mean, you know, someday pigs may fly, but I doubt it.
Someday pigs may fly, but I doubt it.
He's got away with a phrase. Yep. All right, still to come, of course, Harvard suing the Trump administration over the federal funding cutoff, and we'll take more on what's happening with Congressman in El Salvador. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City address last night. During his speech, the mayor addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision for the future of Baltimore. Two people suffered minor injuries after a fire broke out at a Northeast Baltimore apartment complex. Firefighters called to the 5100 block of Denview Way in the Garden Village Apartments shortly after 8 p.m. On Monday, the injured victims were taken to the hospital. Fire damages occurred in many of the units, 12 units at least. The cause of the blaze is currently under investigation. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a weekend road rage incident in Hanover. A victim told police that somebody displayed a gun during the incident. The incident took place at Arundel Mills Boulevard in a Ridge Road Saturday afternoon. Officers located the suspect's vehicle near Route 100 found a loaded gun during a search of the vehicle. 63-year-old Gary Hines has now been arrested and charged with handgun offenses. The Amazon driver who struck a woman at Butchers Hill left the scene. He's now been sentenced to 45 days in prison, 45 days home detention, and 2 years of supervised probation. Jerome Allen Young Jr. Surrendered to police 2 days after he struck a woman at the intersection of East Pratt and South Chester. This took place in February, if you recall. The incident caught on video. It showed Young exiting his vehicle to check on the woman and then leave the scene. Young initially faced felony charges for the hit and run, but Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates dropped the charges at his office and found there was not enough evidence to support those level of charges. And Baltimore County Police searching for the person who vandalized an Israeli hostage display in the front yard of a Pikesville home. Video of the incident shows a person tearing down the display and tearing down an Israeli flag. The homeowner says that this is the fourth time his display has been vandalized. He will continue to rebuild it until the hostages held by Hamas are released. 732 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante in Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Pick three, lottery number 351. Pick four, 1854. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Had a report that might have been a vehicle fire in Harford County on 95 South would be after the Tidings Bridge and near Level Road at 155. I just kind of looked through that area. Didn't see anything major, but heads up for the fire department there. Definitely some big delays now. Southbound going into both the harbor tunnels on 95 and also on 895. Big delays coming south from the city-county line and at least 25 to 30-minute delays. Everybody's moving. No stoppages right now at either one of the tunnels, but those delays are still there. There's some heavy traffic, of course, on the Beltway, Parkville side, interloop at Greenspring, 795 down through Frederick Road. Nothing out of the ordinary through Annapolis. The morning buildup begins now at I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain in sight through Thursday. Sunshine and warm weather the next several days. 80, the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, 77. Thursday, 79. There's a few showers heading our way Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the season is still young, but 21 games in, you start to get a feel for things as far as your team is concerned. And so it is with the Orioles as they prepare for a three-game set with the Nats tonight at 6:45. Here's manager Brandon High 2 months ago, February 19th to be exact, at the beginning of Orioles spring training.
I'd like to see us bunt for a hit a little bit more. I'd like to see us run a little bit more this year also. So, you know, a lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
All right, so fast forward 2 months later, the Orioles have fallen back now on old habits. The power's there, sixth in the league in home runs. Remember, they were second last year. But the speed and on-base percentage has been sidelined. The Orioles are 22nd in on-base percentage in the league, 26th in stolen bases, and 26th in walks. Not a lot of balance there for Baltimore. Ravens opened their voluntary workout season yesterday in Owings Mills. Among the players in attendance, linebacker Roquan Smith, talking about what he would prefer to see this season from the Ravens.
Like, yeah, all pros, this, that, all that stuff is fine, but it's about, like, you know, getting hardware, and, like, that's something you accomplish as a team, so that's more of, like, what I want, like, because all the individual accolades, that stuff will come once you're successful as a team.
Ravens looking to go defense heavy in the early rounds of the NFL draft, which begins Thursday night in Green Bay. NHL playoffs, Alex Ovechkin did something last night for the first time in his National Hockey League career.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On tempo, ready. Rebound, it's tight. Score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
In in the 45th overtime playoff game of Ovi's career. Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 3-2 caps the final. Game 2 Wednesday night. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Jets beat the Blues to take a 2-0 lead. Avs and Stars are tied at 1. NBA playoffs, the Pistons, who 2 years ago had the league's worst record, are you listening, Wizards, snapped an NBA record 15-game postseason losing streak last night. They beat the Knicks 194 at the Garden. The time now is 7:37 when we return celebrating Earth Day.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So we're going to cast a wide net here, okay? And I don't know how this is going to go, but so I'm thinking about Earth Day today, April 22nd, and I'm thinking, who are the greatest athletes on Earth? Okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we can go track and field, tennis, all the individual sports, swimming, Michael
Phelps.
You mean
history or currently?
Let's just talk about history for now.
Okay?
So putting aside for a moment the individual sports, because we can certainly have that debate, just talking about team sports, the top four, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, team sports.
So you're dismissing Jim Thorpe altogether.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about history.
No, you're not talking about
track.
European football.
Olympics.
I'm not talking about Australian rules football.
Yeah.
Maybe sumo wrestling. You want to include that?
No, I'm just talking about, what about Olympic events? What about track and field?
Yeah.
I mean, they're athletes as well.
I'm saying that's true.
What about jello wrestling?
What I'm focusing right now is the four team sports for just a moment.
Okay.
All right.
Jello wrestling is a team sport.
Okay. Is this where we're going now with this thing?
All right, so the four majors.
Well, so here's my point, okay? Take basketball for a second. Who would be the top player in basketball history?
Jordan.
Okay. I think Jordan would probably be the top three of anybody.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me baseball for a second.
The top player?
Top player. Ever.
Wow.
It's tougher.
It is tougher.
Okay.
I would say
he's the luckiest man in the entire world.
I don't know if he was the greatest, but okay. Okay, so
I would say Pete Rose.
Okay, Rose, and I would say Mays.
Okay.
Okay, I think most people would say hockey.
Well, Gretzky. Still
okay,
the
I think most people would say that.
Gordie Howe.
But then get to football for a minute.
Tom Brady.
Really? The greatest athlete? He may be the most accomplished. Is he the greatest athlete?
Well, I mean, you can take a pounding quarterback.
That'd be Jim Thorpe.
Okay, maybe. But here's my point. In football, which is much more of a team game, I think it's harder to come up with the greatest athlete in football than it is perhaps in the other sports.
Well, because there's so many different positions. I mean,
that's right.
You've got quarterback. I mean, greatest running back, maybe Jim Brown would be a...
Peyton
man.
Jerry Rice, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's my point. In football, it's really so much of a team game that all the positions depend on each other. All the other sports, I think, more likely you can come up with something quick.
All right. Very good.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Appreciate that on Earth Day.
On Earth Day.
I thought he was going somewhere else with that.
Where did you think?
I thought you were going to say eat dirt and die is what I thought you were saying.
I'm not that smart.
10 yards in a cloud of dust. All right. Thanks, Gary. Harvard University is suing President Trump's administration for threatening to withhold federal funding of the school because it didn't comply with a list of demands. And so the lawyers, they've hired some highfalutin lawyers to sue the Trump administration, saying that they are using federal funding as a leverage to gain control of academic decision-making. At Harvard, it says it jeopardizes their ability to pursue medical breakthroughs, scientific discoveries, innovative solutions. And, of course, the school has failed to confront the growing anti-Semitism on campus. And so the Trump administration froze $2.2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts. And reportedly, it plans to pull an additional $1 billion in funding for medical research as well. So this is just going to be the first of many clawbacks, if you will, and Harvard's leading the charge. In fact, the Trump administration has cut funding at Ivy League schools, Brown, Cornell, Princeton, Penn, and Columbia, and, of course, Northwestern as well. And this is just the this is going to be the model to get their money. And I just looked it up, and I don't know. This is an amazing figure to me. In 2018, federal money made up 14% of all college revenue. And colleges and universities in 2018 received $1 trillion in revenue from the federal government and federal funding. So I mean, maybe that's student loans and everything else involved in that. But that's an amazing figure. We're trillions of dollars in debt. Why are we sending any money whatsoever to colleges and universities and federal tax dollars?
They're not exactly short on money, Sean. Talking about Harvard as an example, they're one of the wealthier schools in the country.
$53 billion.
$53 billion endowment. So they're going to miss $1 billion from the government. What is that? That's 2% of their endowment? A little less than 2%? Okay, maybe you should take your endowment down to $25 billion before we talk about the pain you're suffering at Harvard because you don't have federal money. Well, again, all these things where money is simply sent to institutions of higher learning. They're telling Joe the plumber, guess what? You get to pay for some kid to go to Harvard University. You get to pay for somebody else's child to go to college. You get to pay. Why does that make sense to the guy who's a master carpenter, to a guy who's a plumber, to a guy who's an electrician?
And the question is, where does the money go? Where do they spend this money? Now, I understand some was done on medical research, but I was told by somebody in the know that they take this money and they invest it.
Yeah.
They invest it, and they make money off the free loan money or federal funding that they get. And, of course, that's how they're able to ratchet up.
It's a hell of a scheme.
It is a scheme.
It's a hell of a scheme. If you have money coming to you, $1 billion coming to you, and they're charging you 2% on it, and you can make 7 or 8% by investing it conservatively, who wouldn't take that bet?
Right. I mean, we're a nation running $2 trillion deficits every year and $36 trillion in national debt. We can no longer afford to subsidize Harvard and any of these other federal colleges and universities.
Send them some barter coupons and say, have a good day, man.
Right.
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM coming up in a minute. Choose Your Fake News coming up right now. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, being polite, at Barney's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Beltway topside right here at 83. Still having a problem. There was a minor wreck earlier over towards the JFX, and we're still backed up back to York Road. It was on the shoulder. Everybody was off the roadway. It's just not recovering. It's slow through that area. It's also affecting the ramp from southbound 83 onto the outer loop. But now the inner loop is also a little bit slow in that area coming over from Green Spring Avenue, the JFX, and eventually over towards Charles Street. So just some areas on the Beltway, which again, back to business as usual today. Very slow on the Parkville side before Bel Air Road. It's been 795 and maybe even back to Reisterstown Road this morning, all the way down the west side. That doesn't get better till we clear the ramp at Frederick Road. Both the tunnels backed up almost back through the area of the city-county line, and that's been pretty continuous there. That's a 25 to 30-minute delay for the traffic southbound. It's time for a spring tune up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, and rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says after some overnight showers, cloud cover early this morning, and then gives wing a sunshine a little bit later on today, and a high of 80. It's cloudy and 60 right now in Stevensville and 63 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Steve in New Windsor. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen, and the beautiful Miss Hagrid and Chuckles the Traffic Clown.
Chuck the Golden Traffic...
Chuckles the Traffic Clown.
Oh, the Chuckles the Traffic Clown. That's what I thought he said.
I wanted to make sure. I don't take that personally. It's all right. No, because you're certainly not talking about you, Chuck.
But, no. What are the home values now in New Windsor since you got on the show, Steve?
Open the door, Steve.
And what's your home worth when it burns down, Steve?
You want to throw crap? Let's throw crap. Come on, Steve. Step up.
Steve, would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Why don't you just go home?
I am home.
Why don't you go in the garage and tell your mother she wants you?
All right, Steve, where do you want to pick? First, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you.
Good. That'll give us time to leave.
It's getting personal now. Story one, Mother Jones, the leftist rag, has a new article out. Bad news for man's best friend. Dogs are environmental villains. New research that dogs have extensive and multifarious environmental impacts, disturbing wildlife, polluting waterways, and contributing to carbon emissions. So yeah. Man's best friend is not the planet's best friend, says Mother Jones. Story two, Ozempic and other weight loss drugs could have a side effect dubbed reverse Viagra. The popular pound-shedding prescription drug is known to cause severe anesthetic side effects, including excessive sagging skin, which could also take place in a man's genitalia.
There you go, Bruce.
And story three.
Just hanging around.
Mayor Rex Parris, a Republican, has sparked controversy in Southern California by suggesting that the solution to his city's homelessness crisis is to give them all the fentanyl they want. And by advocating for a federal purge of the homeless population.
Wow.
All right. Dogs are environmental villains. Story one. Story two, Ozempic could cause reverse Viagra side effects. Or story three, mayor says give the homeless all the fentanyl they want. All right, we'll kick it off with Kristen this morning.
Oh, boy. I'll start with the mayor story. I think, sadly, that could probably be true. And number two, it doesn't have to be true, but maybe somebody's saying it's true. So I'm going to go with number one. There are a lot of crazy environmental things they blame it on, but I would think that would counteract with PETA, who always wants to protect it. I'm not sure where you would go with that. So I'll say one.
All right. Kristen goes number one. Chuck?
In the honor of Steve, I'm going to go with two for the saggy doodad.
The doodad? Ooh, that's what the kids are calling it now.
Bruce.
I'm going with number
Speaking
three.
Speaking of doodads.
I'm going with number three. I just don't think that's probable that a mayor would say, give everybody all the fentanyl they want.
And Steve in New Windsor.
Yeah, you can't go wrong by getting behind Chuck. So I'll go with number two.
All right.
All right, my man.
Steve now, after taking a shot at Chuck, has seen the light.
And yeah, by the way, you can, Steve, if you're downwind.
And now is supporting Chuck, of course. Or does cast a lot of shade, that's for sure.
It does. Nice. It's nice. You know what's coming June 20th?
Yes, we do. The Chuck Roast is a coming. Story number one that Kristen selected. That is a true story. Pet dogs are environmental villains. Story three, the give them all the fentanyl they want for the homeless. That is a true story.
No kidding.
Story two, Steve and Chuck, the new dynamic duo, are the winners today. So congratulations, gentlemen. Steve, we'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize.
Steve, good guess. And Chuck, it's unfair to make your guess based on personal experience.
Well, I did, yes. I must admit it, I did.
He had a knockoff brand. He had Nozempic.
Nozempic. I got Debbie some new stuff, too, called Niagara.
Yes. Don't even want to go there, okay? No. We're just going to cut it off right there. All right, thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 before the hour.
Cut what off right there?
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up a week from tomorrow, April 30th, our first ever Pints in Politics. Yeah. Happy hour, 5 to 7, Michael's, York Road in Timonium. Great place, great restaurant. And we're going to have, and tickets are going fast. So it's going to be yours truly, along with Delegate Nino Mangione. We're going to mark the first 100 days of the Trump administration. And, of course, we've got some opinions and things to share with you. And you can certainly ask questions. And love to see you. You get, for $20, you get the light hors d'oeuvres and a complimentary WCBM pint glass to take home with you as a keepsake as well. We don't give them out till the end, so just in case they want to throw them at us.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Duck. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway, still some slowing, different areas as you're coming south through Arundel Mills, down to 32. And then we mentioned earlier we had delays, 197, 198 Powder Mill Road area. All of that continues. There is now some slowing going into the Wright Tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just looking to see if we're moving traffic. There we are, but it's very slow. And we're backed up on 95 all the way back to the city-county line. So that takes 20 to 25, 30 minutes to get through there. And 895 has been pretty solid now. Pulaski Highway back into the area at Moravia Road. So you don't have much choice. Just kind of have to ride it out both on 95 and 895. All your normal delays in and around the Beltway on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Well, the channel says cloud cover early based on that shower activity overnight. Later today, sunny, 80. Overnight in the upper 50s. And then Wednesday and Thursday, really nice. Chance of scattered showers Friday, extending into Saturday. Right now, cloudy, 62 in Forest Hill, 64 in Glen Burnie.
Congressman Jason Smith was part of a delegation who happened to be down in El Salvador when Garcia ended up making his jaunt down for his permanent residence. They were down there not because of Garcia. They were down there because you have negotiations going on for trade deals having to do with tariff size and so forth. And so there are active negotiations going on with all kinds of countries, El Salvador being just one of them. While they were there, though, Smith said that they said, hey, you want to see the prison? He said, yeah, okay, we'll see the prison.
While we were in El Salvador, we also wanted to see the prison. There's been a lot of discussion of whether it's safe, what is it like, and so the El Salvador government allowed all of us to go through the facility. And I'll tell you, going through that facility, I've been through numerous U.S. prisons. This is much different. This is a terrorism confinement center.
All right. Now, what Smith said is he did have a couple of conversations that kind of stunned him. He had talked, for example, with two different members of MS-13 who have been deported from the United States and sent down to El Salvador. One of the two of them was from Highland Park, California, had come here illegally to this country, and he was caught in Highland Park, California, and shipped down. What he found out from that guy was a little terrifying.
One told us that he had killed six people while in the United States, and then there was another one deported from Northern Virginia. These are terrorists, and they're in the right place right now in El Salvador.
These are terrorists. I mean, it gets down to, I killed six people. My only question would be, well, do the authorities know? Do they know who you killed? Wouldn't that be kind of a nice thing to pass along, just in case?
Did they get due process?
Yeah. Really. And again, I keep asking, I'm sure there's some lawyer out there who knows the answer to this. If you've ignored due process from day one, due process would mean, for example, you come in through a port of entry into this country, you come in legally. That's the process. If you ignore that, if you come into this country illegally, and you take up residence illegally, you probably steal somebody else's Social Security card number so you can work illegally, or you work under the table illegally. Can you still say, I need due process when you get to the very last step of the process? I'm not sure you can at all. I think that has to be adjudicated still. We'll find out. Maybe there's some lawyer in the audience who knows, in which case, please give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. In other news, Jasmine Crockett, she will not shut up.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
It's as if Jasmine Crockett has to black it up every once in a while.
If Senator Van Hollen can get down there, if the president can get up here and get to the White House, then I don't understand why we can't get Abrego up out of there. I mean, we know that they admitted that they were wrong. Now they're trying to double back and say, well, he's this terrible person and all this kind of stuff. But here's the reality. As far as I'm concerned, he's a lot less criminal than the person that's sitting in the White House. Because last time I checked, he doesn't have any criminal convictions. I don't even think he has any outstanding cases. Versus the guy that still had cases pending when he was sworn in on January 20th and also has 34 felony convictions. So listen, I don't want to hear anything from the Republican Party about how they're trying to keep us safe when their fearless leader is actually the biggest criminal thus far that we have seen, because I haven't seen anybody with a rap sheet that looks like the president's.
There you go, Sean.
You know, it's interesting. It's a piece in the New York Times that the Democrats are rudderless. They've got no leader, they've got no message, and they have no strategy that they've agreed
upon.
Other
than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
They have, of course, no solutions or ideas except for fear and race and so on and so forth. But they're floating this new thing called dark woke, and she's it.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
She is.
They want Biden to go to the basement permanently. Don't give any more speeches. Don't show up anywhere else. And then you got this David Hogg, the camera hog, going up against James Carville. Keem Jeffries now weighing in on that. So they're all taking shots at each other. But they think that this highly offensive style of politics, body politics, this dark woke, is going to carry the day. It's going to be the winning message.
And that is the message of Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
All right, still to come, Laya Waffa tells a whopper about Biden's decline, and it's hilarious. And the James Comer sent over a criminal referral of Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo,
on
the COVID nursing home policy. So we'll get to that coming up in the next hour as well. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's wealthiest university, Harvard, which boasts a $51 billion endowment fund, is suing the Trump administration over a federal funding freeze.
The university's refused government demands to limit activism on campus, prompting the administration to freeze more than $2.2 billion in federal grants. The White House says Harvard has failed to meet basic conditions for receiving taxpayer funds. But in a lawsuit filed in federal court, the university says the government has not and cannot identify any rational connection between anti-Semitism concerns and the medical, scientific, technological, and other research, it's frozen. I'm Ben Thomas.
Responding to higher Trump tariffs on imported pharmaceuticals, Swiss drug maker Roche says it will invest $50 billion in U.S. manufacturing over 5 years. The company plans to add 12,000 jobs to its American workforce of 25,000. At the Vatican,
Pope Francis's funeral has been set for Saturday at 10 a.m. in St. Peter's Square to be celebrated by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, and a viewing of his body will begin on Wednesday in St. Peter's Basilica. History's first Latin American pontiff last appeared in public on Sunday with an Easter blessing and a Pope Mobile tour through the cheering crowds in St. Peter's Square. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Anti-Defamation League says the number of anti-Semitic incidents in the United States hit a record high last year. 9,354 incidents. The group's report notes 58% of them related to Israel, notably chants, speeches, and signs at rallies protesting Israeli policies. The ADL has produced annual tallies for 46 years. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up more than 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The interchange downtown at Camden Yards, 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. The Sky Ramp, which is the northbound ramp coming off of 95 into Camden Yards. A little bit slow there, so maybe busy up around the ramp at Dr. King and coming up to the light at Conway Street at the Convention Center. So that's a little bit slow, a little concerning there for the traffic northbound. No reports of any problems, but it is backed up as you're traveling north. Both the tunnels are still delayed, almost back to the city-county line, both on 95 and 895. That continues with a long delay. JFX, nothing major. Busy southbound through the city-county line. Your beltway traffic all with the normal delays. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville. 795 is from that point all the way down to Frederick Road, coming down the west side after Frederick Road gets better towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain in sight through Thursday. Sunshine and warm weather the next several days. 80, the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, 77. Thursday, 79. There's a few showers heading our way Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 56 degrees. Middle River has 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. It's 8:04, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City address last night. During his speech, the mayor addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision for the future of Baltimore. The mayor highlighted the city's success in reducing the homicide rate, rehabilitating vacant properties, and renewing support for local businesses. Two people suffered minor injuries after a fire broke out at a Northeast Baltimore apartment complex. Firefighters called to the 5100 block of Denview Way and the Gardenville Apartments shortly after 8 p.m. The injured victims were taken to the hospital. Fire damaged as many as 12 units. Cause of the blaze is under investigation.
Adirondack County police have arrested a suspect in connection with a weekend road rage incident in Hanover. The victim told police that someone displayed a gun during the incident at Arundel Mills Boulevard and Ridge Road Saturday afternoon. Officers located the suspect's vehicle near Route 100, found a loaded gun during a search of the vehicle. 63-year-old Gary Hines has been arrested and charged with handgun offenses. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number was 351. Your pick 4, 1854. The last year there was a Whig party in this country. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dean Kramer takes the hill tonight as the Orioles travel the Beltway, take on the Nats in D.C. Last time out for Kramer, much better than his previous three starts. Here's General Manager Mike Elias on both Kramer and Charlie Morton's overall start to the season.
I think they're disappointed that their stats aren't better. They both look fine in terms of their stuff and velocity, and their track records that they've laid down at the major league level certainly suggest that there's good reason to believe that this is an aberration. But
on the bright side, Kramer, lifetime against the Nationals, three starts in his career. He's 3-0 with a 2.04 IRV run average. Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum in town this week, taking part in the Ravens' voluntary offseason workout program. At the mic yesterday, asked what it would take for the Ravens to get over the hump in 2025.
At the end of the day, when it comes down to it and we're in these big games and those situations, we got to be playing our best football. And obviously I don't think we did that against the Bills, just, costly turnovers.
Of course, that was the Buffalo Bills game against the Ravens last year in the playoffs. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore's Carmelo Anthony starts a new career. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here with The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, the Supreme Court case involving the local Maryland County, Montgomery, where the Rainbow Mafia books were put in schools and parents were not given the option to opt out. So that one's all the way to the Supreme Court. We'll talk about that. Also, the pundits debating these nationwide injunctions, which have been one district judge can act as president, apparently.
Yeah.
But our top story here today, once again, is the Democrats have decided to throw and cast their fate with an MS-13 man. And we're talking about the case of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. In fact, four House Democrats traveled to El Salvador to meet with the wife beater and MS-13 gangbanger. Inspired by Democrat Senator Van Hollen, Robert Garcia, Maxwell Frost, Yasmin Ansari, and Marine Dexter all traveling to El Salvador on Monday to try to facilitate his release. But Jesse Waters, street reporter Johnny Belisario, he visited Maryland recently, came to Baltimore, and did some street interviews. How do Marylanders, what do Marylanders think about Senator Van Hollen, and should Garcia be, should he have been deported, and should he stay there?
He was living in Maryland, designated MS-13 terrorist, and Donald Trump deported him. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I feel safer.
He gotta go. He gotta go.
Need to go. I mean, that's it.
But he was a father.
But he's still a terrorist.
Okay. I mean, but there's children living without fathers now.
He should have picked to choose, so he picked to be a terrorist instead of worrying about his children.
The Democrats, they want him back. They say he was wrongfully deported. He has a wife and a kid who's a citizen. They're calling this a national emergency. Is this a national emergency?
I wouldn't call it a national emergency. We got more things going on.
We have more things, more fish to fry.
I just found out about it, so I don't think so.
What kind of national emergency? For what? What is the emergency for?
There ain't no national emergency, no.
He was accused of hitting his wife twice and was a suspected human smuggler. Was he wrongfully deported?
No. He need to go.
If he's a smuggler, yeah, he need to be deported.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Your senator here, Chris Van Hollen, he flew to El Salvador where this guy was deported. He met with him, had lunch with him, had margaritas on the table. What's up with your senator?
I have no idea, but I do believe that was a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Margaritas!
You agreeing with somebody whooping their wife, terrorizing where you live, then you don't need to live here either.
Senator Van Hollen, you need to come see me, Mr. Coley, because you doing like that. You need to take care of home before you go to going to other states.
He went to El Salvador.
Oh, that's another country. Excuse me.
What has Senator Chris Van Hollen ever done for you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
For me? Nothing.
Nothing that I know of.
He ain't do me. I can admit that.
I've never even heard of this person.
Do you want Kilmar Abrego Garcia, this quote-unquote Maryland dad, living back in Maryland?
No. No.
No. No.
Not if he's doing trafficking, no. Why the f*** want somebody like that back? No.
What is your message to the Democrats who really want him back in your community?
Why would you want that in my community? Bring it to your community and see how long you like it up there.
Leave them, or y'all go over there with them.
You're focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah. Here, here.
That's how it went. Those in the streets of Baltimore, folks. Johnny Belisario, the street reporter for Jesse Waters and Waters World. It was hilarious.
Here, here.
Yeah. So that begs the question, how does somebody like Van Hollen get elected? Yeah, most of these people never heard of him, didn't do anything for him. It's just, it's amazing. But tell you what, where they should be going. Instead of El Salvador, there's another country they should be visiting, and we'll tell you why coming up in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, reporting from the Sky Report News, traffic and weather on the threes. Got to give this some kind of a glamour thing working here, Chuck.
You've lost your mind, you know that?
A long time ago, dude. A very, very long time ago.
What is this, 1975? What the hell?
It's not. It's not.
Yeah, dude is back in again.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. I know I have the shoes that are Hey Dude, you know.
All right.
All right, well, that song, that song by the Beatles, Hey Dude.
Was it Dude or was it Dud?
Hey, it's probably Dud, Mr. Casey, but I'll leave that up to you. I'll defer to you. JFX, doing okay. We're a little bit slow as you move south through the city-county line, but the lanes are open. 83 has been slow. We had sections of the Beltway that got slow early up around 83 over to the JFX. So that, you know, that's a little tough spot there. They all merge together right there. So 83 south from Timonium Road still backs up. BW Parkway right here in the Beltway. Southwest side looks good, but we're jammed up. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and then again over towards 83, as I said, the inner loop at Greenspring to the JFX. And we're still 795 down to Frederick Road before that breaks loose. There's a lot of traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels. The Sky Ramp is slow if you're coming into Camden Yards. 95, that big ramp that brings you north onto 395 is slow as you're coming off the northbound lanes of 95 from Washington Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We start with cloud cover, and then that'll burn off, and we'll do a little sunshine a little bit later on, and a high of 80 overnight, 58 for the low, and then sunny in the upper 70s to near 80 both Wednesday and Thursday, and chance of scattered showers on Friday. Right now, 66 and cloudy in Pikesville, 65 in Reisterstown. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:16 right now, Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, we got to find out exactly which loon has lost it. As head of the circus for good, please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, because we got a twofer for you here, folks. This is just amazing. Over at MSNBC, there's Simone Sanders Townsend. She and her guest, we'll introduce him in just a moment, are convinced that now that Garcia, a brown person, has been sent to El Salvador, that the logical next step is going to be Donald Trump will deport all black people. I'm not kidding. She said it, and she's serious.
The 75% of the folks who have been sent, the men who have been sent there that don't have criminal records, that is why this is so important, because if they could do it to them, if they could snatch students off the street without any pushback or recourse, they will do it to any of us. To be very clear, it's going to be the people of color and vulnerable communities that are next in line.
There you go. The persecution fantasy continues. Then, yeah, Donald Trump, he's such a racist, he wants to deport all black people. But she wasn't alone. Her guest said, oh, that's right. That's exactly why we're standing behind Garcia on this. Her guest, yes, an elected official, is Congressman Glenn Ivey.
That's certainly part of why the African-American community is so strongly behind the supporting Kilmer. If they're going to whisk them away, what are they going to do with us?
Yeah. Oh, so you go. And nothing, Glenn, actually, because you're a U.S. citizen and there's no intention of doing anything with you. But again, the race baiting is probably the only thing that Dems have that might attract a few voters in a particular racial group, but ends up alienating the rest of us. I don't think they've done the math correctly. Both of you, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
You know, all of this attention and focus being paid to an MS-13 man who beat his wife, and when you get into the gang, you must kill as part of the initiation, right? People seem to forget that. You mentioned Jason Smith.
Yep.
Having been an MS-13 or that had killed six people in the United States, was in that El Salvador prison, CECOT prison. Van Hollen, these other four stooges that went down there, and of course, Glenn Ivey says he's now going to make a visit. There is a country they should go to draw attention to the plight of Americans being held in prison, and that is in Venezuela. There are currently nine American men being held in one of the worst prisons in Venezuela. They're being held hostage. Two of those men actually fought and served in the military. One of them is Joseph St. Clair, United States Air Force veteran, and Wilbert Castaneda, active duty Navy SEAL. So two brave men, two of the nine having served, the other did not, but still they're Americans being held against their will hostage in Venezuela. Why not go there and draw attention to their plight?
Yeah.
Instead of defending an illegal alien gangbanger who beat his wife and who may have been involved in human sex trafficking as well as other nefarious activities. Instead, you could go to Venezuela. You want to do something good? You want to draw the world's attention? Do that. Go to Venezuela. There's going to be a rally next Wednesday in D.C. to create some publicity over these men being held hostage and to bring them home. And again, those two in the military were Joe St. Clair and Wilbert Castaneda, but seven others are coming. Remember when Rick Grenell went earlier this year?
Yes.
And got six out of Venezuela? There are still nine left. He came out with what he could. And that's a great thing to do, the Trump administration and Rick Grenell. And so I know they're working on the other nine, but right now they hit the wall on that. And there's going to be a mural unveiling next week in Freedom Alley for the unveiling of this new mural showing the faces of the loved ones, innocent Americans, held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad. And, of course, we have the one, Idan Alexander. He's over in Gaza being held by Hamas. You want to go somewhere, Chris? Van Hollen, Glenn Ivey? Go there. Go over there where Hamas are holding Americans hostage there or in Venezuela. But stop defending the very gang and the kind of people that are brutally raping and murdering and strangling our women and our fellow Americans. I think Americans have had enough of that.
I think that they ended up looking very foolish. And I think the more this story develops and the more people understand about who this guy Garcia actually is, he's not a Maryland dad. He's a wife beater and a legal immigrant. My God, I posted the picture on Bruce's Brain yesterday of Donald Trump holding up a picture of this guy's hand, his knuckles, read MS-13.
Yeah.
There's no doubt this guy was gang-affiliated. And so the Democrats have chosen him as their poster boy. Are they stupid or what?
Coming up next, Congress makes a criminal referral on former Governor Andrew Cuomo. We'll tell you why in a moment.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or Safe Retirement. RetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot coming up, of course, right after the 9 o'clock news this morning. Kim Klasick live. Kim is in a very good mood last several days because the temperature now is warm enough for her to feel that she can, you know, take off her winter coat and just have on that fisherman sweater and a jacket. And she's just about warm enough to do the show. 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. Back up coming into Annapolis. So right there in the usual spot, I-97 southbound, where you merge in from Route 32. So if you're coming down the hill and then back up the hill on I-97 south of Benfield Boulevard, it's going to be there. And then I was looking down at the bridge at 178, and then the pace is much better from that point all the way down to the merge. And everybody's coming under the bridge at Route 50 and moving on through that area. It's a little bit slow on 50 westbound coming to the northbound side of I-97. No reports of any problem, but that ramp is backed up a little bit. And again, it doesn't take much, even just a broken down vehicle as you make the turn to go north. So we'll keep an eye out for that, but it's backed up if you're coming on 50 westbound over there from Parole. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a cloudy start to the day today based on that overnight shower activity that we had, but eventually the sun will shine, and we'll have a high about 80. Tonight, 58 for the low, and then tomorrow, sunny, 77. Thursday, sunny, and 79. Right now, cloudy, 66 in Ellicott City, 66 in Baltimore City. And Mayor Scott held his annual State of the City address last evening, in which he proclaimed that emphasized that there was historic crime reductions, public school achievement goals, and that Baltimore is now a welcoming city. In spite of facing an $85 million deficit in fiscal year 26, he says his plans are to not raise income taxes and give residents in Baltimore City a property tax rate to be reduced less than $2 by 2028. He said, quote, Baltimore's built different, so we have to build differently. We have to build the Baltimore way by leaning into our strengths, our grit, our charm, and not shying away from our challenges, but seeing them as opportunities to be better. And in the article in the Baltimore Sun paper, they write, since he was first inaugurated, Scott's leadership has sparked an historic decline in violent crime. Well, I don't remember that decline until Ivan Bates became state's attorney and then partnered with former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. That's when I remember the decline began. Not before. In fact, that first year of his term, he did not reduce violent crime by the stated goal of 15%. It was only after the other two partners came in, and now he's taking credit with his group violence reduction strategy. But at the same time, and they put all these numbers out there, robberies down 23%, carjackings decreased by 19%, auto thefts down by 40% from 2024. He said, it should never have been up to the BPD alone to keep our streets safe. End of quote. And what he fails to mention is the explosion in juvenile crime in Baltimore City. And a lot of that may not be as violent, but there has been an explosion there. But didn't a report just come out that said that, you know, once again, Baltimore City schools are woefully inadequate? They're not on grade level for math. They're not on grade level for reading. In fact, it's one of the reasons why the Trump administration is saying, let's get rid of the education department, because the scores, the national scores, the NAEP scores, have failed to show that we're failing miserably in not just Baltimore City, but other cities as well. So I just find it interesting that the State of the City address, Mayor Scott is calling for building the Baltimore way. And I think that he's trying to take credit for something that really he may have had a hand in it. But it certainly wasn't his leadership that led us here.
No, he's leading from behind, I think is the phrase. But that mostly means following. No, it's not him. It's not his policies. It's not his initiative. It's not the strength of his personality that's driving issues forward. I mean, you could say that about a number of past mayors. Certainly, for example, could have said it about William Donald Schaefer. You know, do it now. He was relentless in pushing forward a vision of Baltimore City that was successful and was a magnet for people to come visit here. I don't think you can say that about this guy.
No, and he also took a shot at the Trump administration saying, quote, equity and DEI may be under attack in Washington, but they're alive and well in Baltimore. So call us the DEI capital of the United States. Call us whatever you like. We're never going to apologize for investing in the people of our city. End of quote.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Seriously. Are they suggesting that the Republicans are opposed to investing in the people of the city or of any area? If so, where's the proof of this?
Well, I just look at all these. Much of the deficit is caused by overtime. Overtime in the police department. Yeah. The Department of Public Works has been a mess under Mayor Scott. And still, you look at most of these departments. The city schools are a mess. Even though you can say it's Dr. Santelices, but you know, I think you can't argue with the facts. And I think he's trying to make up his own.
It's 8:29 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM, and here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines. Still, they're hesitant to sell because the low interest rate they may have on their current home, and the inventory is not all that broad either. Now, if you feel this way, then you're not alone. Let me ask you this though: If you were able to find your dream home, that one home you've been looking for years, with an interest rate you would be comfortable with, would you go now? If you said yes, then please listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Vinny Steele, Maryland's home real estate expert. Vinny is your home sole guaranteed realty, and here's why. He's not just another agent. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only guy I would call to trust to sell my home. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
It's 8:30, time for your latest news headlines. And once again with the update, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. The Amazon driver who struck a woman in Butcher's Hill and left the scene has been now sentenced to 45 days in prison, 45 days in home detention, 2 years of supervised probation. This happened, of course, during February, and Jerome Allen Young Jr., the driver, surrendered to police 2 days after the event, which happened at East Pratt and South Chester Street. The event was caught on video. It showed Young exiting his vehicle to check on the woman and then leaving the scene. He initially faced felony charges for the hit and run. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates dropped those charges after his office found there was not enough evidence to support them. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a weekend road rage incident in Hanover. The victim told police that somebody displayed a gun during an incident at Arundel Mills Boulevard and Ridge Road on Saturday afternoon. Officers located the vehicle near Route 100 found a loaded gun during a search of that vehicle, and 63-year-old Gary Hines was arrested and charged with handgun offenses. Baltimore County Police searching for the person who vandalized an Israeli hostage display in the front yard of a Pikesville home. Video of the incident shows a person tearing down the display and tearing down an Israeli flag. A homeowner says this is the fourth time it's been vandalized. He will continue to rebuild it until the hostages held by Hamas are all released. And, of course, last night, the State of the City Address. Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City Address. During his speech, he addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision, he says, for the future of Baltimore. Coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
8:33 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Pick 3, Lottery number 351, Pick 4, 1854, 1854. And now, at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay is still there. It's moving, but it's 795 down to Frederick Road. Inner loop at Green Spring through the JFX and the Parkville side is still kind of slow till you get to Providence Road, get a little break there, and then slow again towards 83. Both the tunnels are still carrying all the heavy traffic. Southbound, off and on, it's been Urban Avenue on 895, and 95 has been backed up through the ramps at Moravia Road. JFX at last check and doing it now is clear coming southbound on the expressway coming down through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain in sight through Thursday. Sunshine and warm weather the next several days. 80, the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, 77. Thursday, 79. There's a few showers heading our way Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. It'll be the Birds and the Nats tonight in D.C. as the Beltway rivals begin a three-game set that finds both teams in fourth place early on in their respective divisions. Good pitching matchup tonight, though. Dean Kramer coming off his best start of the season is 3-0 lifetime against the Nats with three quality starts and a 2.04 ERA. The Nats send Mitchell Parker to the hill. He's a tough left-hander, 2-1 on the season, a 1.85 ERA with four quality starts in four appearances. The Orioles also announcing yesterday that Masson will immediately begin offering direct-to-consumer streaming of their game broadcasts, sidelining cable and satellite, if you prefer. It's $19.99 a month, $89.99 for the rest of the season. Caps and Canadiens began their Stanley Cup Series in grand fashion last night at Capital One Arena.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On tempo, ready. Rebound and tight. Score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
And it came in the 45th overtime playoff game of Ovi's career. Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 3-2 Caps was the final. After the game, head coach Spencer Carberry on his leader.
Made a couple of big plays for us. Tonight was physical, set the tone. First period, he was leading the charge and dragging guys into the fight.
Seven hits for Ovi, two goals, one assist. Caps lead the series 1-0. Game two is Wednesday night. Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, honing his golf game in the offseason, attended the Masters, saw Rory McIlroy make history. Hamilton asked yesterday at Owings Mills about his golf buddy Marlon Humphrey and if he's improved at all.
Marlon's got to have a talk with God or something to get there. He, he's gotten better. He's always blowing up our group chat about his golf swing and like how he can get better. And
Ravens, though, more concerned about the draft starting on Thursday night. Women's College Lacrosse Players of the Week selected by the Big Ten. The Midfielder of the Week goes to McDonough School's Corey Edmondson, now playing for Maryland, her sixth career Midfielder of the Week award, fifth of the season. Defensive Player of the Week comes out of Delaney High School. It's Sammy White playing for Northwestern, earning her sixth career Defensive Player of the Week award as well. The world of prep school basketball got a big shakeup yesterday when recently elected Hall of Famer and Baltimore basketball icon Carmelo Anthony was named co-general manager at Oak Hill Academy in Mouth of Wilson, Virginia. Anthony played there after finishing 3 years at Towson Catholic High School. Anthony has named John Zito as head coach. That name might sound familiar too. Zito was a star forward at UMBC back in the early 2000s and later was head coach at John Carroll School in Harford County. The time now is 8:37. When we return, what's the right way to run a baseball team?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
So I'm talking about not only the GM, Mike Elias, but also the owner, David Rubenstein. I did a video last week online about the difference between Rubenstein and Steve Cohen from the Mets, the owner. He basically has funded his team with debt.
Right.
They were $292 million in the arrears last year, but he signed Juan Soto, $765 million, etc. David Rubenstein isn't going to do that. Baltimore's a mid-major market. We can't support something like that. Now, you were telling me that there was a reader...
Yeah, there was a reader commentary in the Sun paper this morning, and they're saying it's time to hold Elias and Rubenstein accountable, even though Rubenstein just started. But he said Elias did a great job of drafting young kids, but largely because of the draft position that the Orioles had, and pretty good at scouting talent. And this young contingent is starting to pay off. But pitching, they just have not drafted pitchers. They've not signed pitchers. They are not committing to long-term pitches. This game's about pitching and defense, and there are a lot of teams right now that, and you think you're going to trade, somebody's going to give up a pitcher to the Orioles at any stage? I think they're in trouble.
Well, there's no team in contention that's going to trade a pitcher, right? Obviously, and it's early in the season, so everybody's pretty much in tension except for three or four teams. The pool of pitchers is limited. Here's my philosophy, just in general. I think they're going to wait to do anything because they need to see if Tyler Wells and Kyle Gibson and Kyle Bradish can come back. If those guys can come back and give the pitching staff a boost, then I don't think they're going to make a big pitching move this year, even if they can, okay? But until they know that, which may not be for another month or two,
right?
And it may be too late at that time.
Right.
Who knows?
The question is, will they still be in it?
But that's what they're going to have to do, because they really, you're just not going to go out and get a Garrett Crochet now. Right. Those guys are all gone. Right. So, but it is interesting though.
Yeah. All right. Very
so
good.
So you're saying this could be a lost season? You're saying that
no.
already?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying they have to figure. They have to wait and see what they'll get from, if they'll get anything from a Wells, a Gibson, a Bradish, etc. I'm not saying it's a lost season.
Well, the question that the reader posed this morning was, going into the offseason, you knew you needed pitching. And what moves did they make, really, to shore that up?
Well, they thought they made good moves with Sagano and, you know.
Right. Well,
right,
but we'll see.
We'll see what
happens.
See.
It's still one-fifth of the season gone. All right. Thanks, Terry. 8:40, 20 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Coming, of course, right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Plesic live. Kim will be along. Chris Van Hollen, the guy who cares desperately because he thinks he's supposed to, and if he can get away with lying to you by sounding like he really cares, then that's good for him. When we're confronted once again about why didn't you even pick up the damn phone and call Rachel Morin's mom? Why didn't you, pick up the phone and say, I'm terribly sorry this happened to you? Here's what he said.
My heart goes out to the family of Rachel Morin. As I said at the time, my heart breaks for what happened to them. That should not happen to any family in America. And I'm very glad that a court of law convicted her killer and is going to punish her killer.
Okay, but that didn't really answer the question as to why didn't you pick up the phone and call and say anything to this family, but you could make the trip down to El Salvador. I mean, there, don't you see that there's a disconnect there? Well, Van Hollen that said, you got to remember, I'm in El Salvador to protect an innocent man.
The reason we have courts of law are to punish the guilty, but also to make sure that those who have not committed crimes are not found guilty and arbitrarily detained. In other words, everybody has due process.
Those who have not committed a crime are not held or really? So apparently the guy who beat the crap out of his wife, including one time when she was holding one of her children in her arms, that guy has not committed a crime.
Well, he wasn't convicted of that crime. But
we can certainly agree that he entered the country illegally, which is a crime.
That's a misdemeanor.
And we can agree that he was caught potentially smuggling individuals, so he had a car full
of
individuals.
And that's a question the FBI is going to have to respond, because they told the Tennessee State Trooper, let him go. Take pictures of him and let him go. Was that a Chris Ray decision? Was it a supervisor decision? Or was Biden involved in it? I doubt Biden went up that high, but that's a question for the FBI.
Now, here's the classic. Van Hollen was asked, and I think this is over on CNN, very directly, did you ask him about his MS-13 affiliation? Did you confirm if he either is or is not a member of MS-13? It's a pretty important question. Well, not for Van Hollen.
What Donald Trump is trying to do here is change the subject. The subject at hand is that he and his administration are defying a court order to give Abrego Garcia his due process rights. They are trying to litigate on social media what they should be doing in the courts. They need to put up or shut up in the courts.
So, in other words, no, I forgot to ask them about that whole MS-13 thing while we were gazing into each other's eyes on that first date romantic kind of moment they had sipping margaritas in a tropical paradise. Wow. Okay. Thanks, Chris. Doing a hell of a job, man. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The way is still jammed up, and it's been backed up now. Looked just in the last couple of minutes, went back and looked up towards Reisterstown Road and up through that area, and it's still slow if you're coming around that curve at Reisterstown Road and you're heading down to 795. That's a long delay. Been looking for a report, and I heard Baltimore County say they were out somewhere on the Beltway with a vehicle fire, but pretty much everywhere. And I'm thinking, could it be in this area where we're backed up to Reisterstown Road? I'm looking at the camera right there, and just as you come under that bridge at 140, it's almost dead stopped right in that area. So we'll follow that up, go down a little bit further, and look, the inner loop is slow from Reisterstown Road to Green Spring. Parkville side is still slow as you're coming over from Hartford Road, eventually towards Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Well, we had some overnight shower activity that eventually tapered off. That's going to give us a cloud cover to start the day. But later on, we're expecting some sunshine. High near 80. Tonight's low, 58. And then sunshine for Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the upper 70s. And right now, it is cloudy throughout most of the metro area. As, again, we should be dry, though, at least until Thursday night, maybe Friday morning. 67 and Arnold, 67 in Dundalk. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, an 83-year-old woman in Colorado finally got to fulfill her lifelong dream of driving a race car. ARP's Wish of a Lifetime charity made it happen for her at Pikes Peak International Raceway last month. Here's Bobby Oxford talking about her experience.
I'm holding the steering wheel, and my heart is beating so fast. And the adrenaline just starts at my feet and just goes up and into my arms and into my hands. What really attracted me to racing was my brother, his camaraderie with his friends. When they would race, the support, the affection of their friendship came right through. Couldn't believe I was driving a NASCAR race car on a bona fide track.
Yeah, how about that? 83 years of age. Have you ever been on a NASCAR track with a car and the bank? How steep that is?
Yeah,
it's a little scary, especially going going that fast.
A little scary.
A little scary. Yeah, for those of us that don't do it every day. Lara Wathe, A.K.A. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts, gets called out by a left-wing podcaster recently over what did she know, when did she know it about Chairman Joe Biden's decline. This, to me, is a hilarious moment in history.
Do you regret saying that President Biden had a mental acuity? He had a sharpness to him. You said that up until July of last year.
I said what I believe to be true.
And you think he was as sharp as you?
I said I had not seen decline. And I hadn't at that point.
You did not see any decline from 2024 Joe Biden to 2021 Joe Biden?
Not when I said that. You know, the thing is, he was sharp. He was on his feet. I saw him. Live event. I had meetings with him a couple of times.
Senator, on his feet is not praise. He can speak in sentences is not praise.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Look, he was sharp. He was on his feet.
He could still identify his wife.
When I saw him, he was breathing. He was still breathing, I swear to you. What? They all lied.
Yeah.
They all knew. And they lied until Clooney said, "Hey, I can't take any more of this.
Don't you think?
Let's get the money first, then we'll get rid of him."
Don't you think it would have been a better tactic for the Democrats? Maybe they're going to start doing this sometime soon. To say, you know, you're right. I saw him declining, but out of loyalty to the party and to the president, I chose to not say anything about
it. And then, of course, that'd be worse because it's like you don't even care about the country.
Well, but, you know,
you've got a guy that is in no way, shape, or form able to run the country, but out of party loyalty, out of loyalty to Joe Biden.
They could put the caveat in there. I felt he was still able to run the country and that his cabinet was there, and I trust the process and the 25th Amendment.
He was on his feet.
He was able to speak in whole sentences most of the time.
House Oversight Chairman James Comer Monday sent a resubmitted criminal referral to Attorney General Pam Bondi, demanding the Department of Justice pursue charges against disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for lying under oath during pandemic-era investigations. Talking about violating 18 U.S. Code, Section 1001, which prohibits false statements to Congress. Remember, back in 2020, Cuomo implemented programs that ordered sick COVID patients back into elderly homes in the state. As a result, thousands, as many as 15,000, needlessly died in the state of New York. Then when the official counts of deaths in state nursing homes are requested from the DOJ, they fudge the numbers. The numbers reported are about 50% less than the real counts. An investigation into Cuomo's actions put into place. Cuomo resigned as governor of the state. However, the investigation into illegal actions by Cuomo failed, related to the huge number of nursing home deaths, was dropped by both the Biden DOJ and the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. And let's not forget, this happened in other states, too. Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania. Yep. Phil Murphy in New Jersey.
Whitmer.
Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. And Gavin Newsom did the same thing in California. So if you're going to make criminal referrals, you may want to consider those other four as well. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, big case before the Supreme Court involving Montgomery County and the Rainbow Mafia agenda with books and kids in school.
Oh, good.
We'll talk about that in just a second. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at Virginia.org.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the left is freaking about Trump deporting illegals and violent gang members, but they forgot about Joe Biden deporting tens of thousands of children under five during his presidency.
Hey, teacher, leave the kids alone.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess who the highest paid Baltimore County employee is?
Police chief.
Yeah. And that's not even close. Chief of Police Robert McCullough earned nearly $286,000 in gross pay last year. Within a couple of $100 of the annual salary. Actually, the top 6 out of 10 are police employees. And a lot of that is based on overtime as well. So, again, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying that I thought it would certainly be the school superintendent.
Yeah.
Because I know in Baltimore City, I think Baltimore City, isn't she the top paid employee, Dr. Santelices?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And that's only because she's doing such an exceptional job.
Exactly. Yeah. Those reading scores off the charts.
Absolutely.
Since she's been there.
Yeah. And most of the kids can actually read the word chart. That's something else.
If you spot on the CH.
853. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here is Art Project with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's the Schlossen cutoff that's the big problem today.
No.
Out there just off of I-5. The BW Parkway, locally, here at the Beltway, everything looks good on the southwest side. Boy, this Beltway is still slow. Parkville side, Bel Air Road, Putty Hill, all the way to Providence Road. The inner loop at Green Spring starts underneath Reisterstown Road through Park Heights Avenue. And the west side, just that one area. And again, we had a report of a vehicle fire. Never saw it, but there's an impact there on the west side. Reisterstown Road, 795 down through Liberty Road. And then finally, it does start to get a little bit better as you're moving south towards I-70 and eventually down to Route 40 in Frederick Road. But all of that backup on the Beltway is still there. Both the tunnels, here we are, almost 9 o'clock, still backed up to the city-county line. 895 is sitting still at Moravia Road. They're going into the tunnels southbound on 895. And then 95 is also in that area at Moravia Road as you're coming south. So we're still there, 25 to 30-minute delays with the traffic moving. No incidents this morning. All it is the heavy traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, Weather Channel says we had some cloud cover due to the overnight shower activity, but that'll clear out. Sunny, 80 today. Right now, 68 in Glen Burnie. And it is 66 in Forest Hill. You know, I'm wondering how many times it comes in the middle of the show and just the mind wanders off to some lake or river on a boat.
A warm place.
Yeah, exactly.
Some warm place.
You see, I'm wearing my golf gear today. I'm ready.
Yeah. You play at 9 today?
No. I'm just going to go to the range.
Oh, practice, just drive a few balls?
I'm excited about it. But you know what? So crazy. The traffic is insane this morning. And as he explained, there's no accidents. It's just everybody just sitting and watching each other, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, they heard you were driving in.
Yeah,
they
so that's what it was.
They wanted to catch a glimpse, you know.
So that's what it was. All right, so of course we're going to talk about the State of the City address from Mayor Brandon Scott. I will give him his props. He obviously had some media training.
Oh, there
he
you
sounded
go, then.
A lot better yesterday.
Okay. See, you've been advocating that for years.
Yeah, 4 years now. And look at him. He did it. He did a TED Talk style State of the City address. He did announce that Baltimore is the DEI capital of the world. I don't know how many Baltimoreans are excited about that.
I just love what he takes credit for the overall reduction in crime, right, and completely ignores Ivan Bates and Eric Barron's contributions.
Didn't even mention.
Nope.
I thought that was insane. And here I am, because it was such a long address. I kept going back thinking, all right, did I miss something? No, he gave them no credit whatsoever. We're going to talk about that. Also, Governor Westmore is looking to expunge records for violent criminals. He did put that video on social media yesterday, so we'll play that. Why are we doing this? I can't understand why we continue to coddle criminals, especially violent ones. It doesn't make any sense.
Because
that's what he wants to do.
That's in the DNA of the Maryland Progressive Democrat.
Yeah.
they coddle criminals, are a pro-criminal legislature. They don't care about victims. Look, you can see they don't care about victims when they're traveling to El Salvador and supporting MS-13 gangbangers. I mean, that's who they are. It's in their DNA now.
Do they not think this is going to come to their front door at one point in time? They have to know that this is going to catch up to them. Anyways, we're going to talk
about...
Well,
they're preoccupied. Glenn Ivey was on MSNBC, and he's convinced that now that they've gotten Garcia and deported him, that black people are next. That apparently Donald Trump is going to start deporting all black people.
Going to make them disappear.
Make them all disappear.
Yeah. Are they going to get into Glenn Ivey's gated community to deport him?
Only if they have the gate for
the
code for the gate to get in.
Yeah. So, of course, and also we're going to talk about Pete Hegseth. He's still, you know, being talked about by NPR and others. And even President Trump said yesterday he is not on the chopping block, but that is the narrative. So,
yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I think it's both parties are after him.
You think that's what's going on?
I think the Democrats want him out, and I think, the Uniparty, actually.
Yeah.
And I think they want Tom Cotton in. They want somebody in there who's going to push forever war.
Yeah, which is sad to see.
Yeah, it is. Kim Klasick Live, up next. Hey, a couple of cultural stories. One is at Supreme Court this week, there's a case coming out of Montgomery County. The case is headed to the court after the Montgomery County school system refused to let parents withdraw their children from the classes where controversial books, Rainbow Mafia, you know, these are the pronouns books, and the I Want to Be a Boy or I'm Actually a Girl type stuff. And the Kids First are one of the plaintiffs in the case. And they're arguing, look, children, don't even understand the concepts that are being pushed in these books in Montgomery County. And it's causing great division at home, chaos at home, distrust, you name it. And this is what the left does. They want to separate the parents from the children because, after all, it takes a village.
Yeah.
They want your child so they can do that. And then the other story that is incredible, the New York Times did a piece on this trans athlete, volleyball player at San Jose State. Can't remember the name. I think it's Slesser or something like that. But buried deep in that piece is a revelation that Nike, you know, the sneaker manufacturer?
Yeah, sure.
Nike is funding a study, get ready for it, that would, how much they can hamper male advantage in prepubescent boys to allow for meaningful competition at younger ages. Meaning, they want to basically neuter boys so they don't have any physical advantage so that biological boys can play with girls' sports.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, none. It's more of that crap that they're pushing on us. See you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.